wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are, on the face of this very planet, once again, we welcome you to another very exciting edition of Radio Biafra Presentation, a live address coming to you on this very day, this very first day of the week, Sunday the 3rd of May, this very month of May, that we shall remember those that fell in battle, that we may be able to survive, with the time now standing at precisely 5 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening in the land of Biafra, and exactly the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are domiciled. We welcome you. We ask you to welcome those who are around you. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is bearing us witness as we do so. This is a live presentation, and this evening I will very seriously encourage some of you to summon the courage to ask some questions, because we must be able to answer your questions. We do take questions. We are not caged in a crumbling disease that's a rock. We are human beings. We believe in the tenet and in the doctrine of democracy. That is why we believe that scrutiny is very, very important. That is why we subscribe to accountability. And that is why we are not immune to questions from the people who are listening to us, especially those that we are accountable to. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. This Radio Biafra is listened to across the entire 24 time zones of this very world. People are listening to us live on my Facebook page at Martin Nnamdi Kanu. People are listening via Radio Biafra page. Radio Biafra, the one with over 700,000 followers. Martin Nnamdi Kanu, I believe that we are now approaching or slightly over 330,000 followers on that very platform. It doesn't matter what Facebook does. It doesn't matter how many people they allow to continue to listen to us. This very gospel must be preached. This very message of redemption the whole world must hear. Because we have come that darkness may give way to light. We have come that reason may prevail over ignorance. We have come that those who were previously blind in the spirit may be able to see once again. We have come that the truth may prevail. We have come that the kingdom of heaven may be restored upon the face of this very earth as prayed for by Yahushua. We have come that the will of Almighty God in heaven, Elohim, Chukwokika Biama Premi Henina, may be made manifest in our time. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. I am the director of Radio Biafra. I am the director of Biafra Television. And by the very grace, special grace of Elohim that dwelleth in heaven, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, once again, as it has become customary for us to do, I will encourage you to get your pen and paper ready. You can listen to us also, of course, via Radio Biafra app. We are on Country Radio, very, very clear and crisp. Download Country Radio app, search for Radio Biafra. I am not asking you to search for the radio station established by DSS. Ours is simply Radio Biafra. There are many others set up by the zoo in order to confuse, in order to lead people astray. Ours is simply Radio Biafra. If you go there, you listen to us. We are on satellite. Radio Biafra can be listened to on satellite. We are on simple radio. We are on tuning. Radio Biafra can be received across the length and breadth of Biafra land those who are fortunate enough to be able to do so. And we can assure you, we are doing all we can to make sure we get 100% coverage across Biafraland on FM, that is. I welcome you. I will ask you to welcome other people as well. And as always with us, the whole world is listening. This evening we have quite a lot to get through. Therefore, I will have to dispense with every other protocol and delve straight away into our opening prayers. You will indulge me. I will continue to pray in the language of heaven. Somebody said to me that Igala is the language of heaven and not even language. I couldn't help but laugh. I welcomed that very comment, but I respectfully and humbly disagree with you. And I will tell you why later on. Igala is an ancient language, no doubt about that. They are a wonderful people, not minding the attempts by the hordes of the Janjaweed Islamic Caliphate from the Sahel to penetrate and to destroy that very beautiful nation. This evening we must pray in the language of heaven, as I said, of which Igala is part of it, because Igala is part of Igbo and not the other way around. We must pray that Heavenly Father Chukwukike Abiama may have mercy upon us. Onye nwanyị na Chineke na nke pụrụ m ihe niile. Onye eluigwe na ụwa na-agba akaebe ịhụnanya ya na ebere ya ma ya na ọmịiko ya. N'ime ndụ ndị niile bụ ndị jere ntụkwasị obi. Onye na-adịghị agharịpụ ndị ya. Onye kwere anyụ nkwa n'ụtụtụ wee mezuo ya n'anyasị. Onye okwu ya niile bụ ye na amen. Onye na-adịghị etighe azụ na nkwa nke okwere ndị ya niile bụ ndị jere ntụkwasị obi. Chineke nna nke ụmụ ogbenye. Onye si n'ebe ikpofa ihe ekpolite nwa ogbenye. Iwe tuo IPOB ugo. Iwe si anyị gbachaa ozi ọma gị n'ụwa niile. Na ruo ebe niile ụwa sọtụrụ na ị ga-esi ebe ekpolite ụmụ mmadụ. Ndị ga-akọ n'ubi gị ka Biafra wee bịa na mgbe nke anyị. Anyị wee na-aja gị sọsọ mma wee na-eto gị wee na-agọzi gị. Gị onwe gị bụ Chineke nna nke usu niile nke ndị agha. Ihe niile ikere eke na-erubere gị isi. N'ihi na ọ bụ ọlụ aka gị ka mbara igwe na-egosi. Ọ bụ naanị gị bụ Chineke nọ onye na-epụta ihu na-epụta azụ. Ọ bụ naanị gị ka a na-etu ebighị ebi. O nweghị ihe ọzọ a na-etu ebighị ebi ewezụga gị. Ọ bụ naanị gị nọ tupu mgbe wee malite. Isi ka ihe wee bata n'ime ụwa ihe wee bata. Chineke nna nke gwa iwe na-arịọ ka iwe anya ma ihe n'abalị nke taa, n'ụtụtụ nke taa, na ehihie nke taa. Agbanyeghị ebe anyị nọ n'elu ụwa nke gị onwe ikere eze mgbede ngọzi bụ ntụkwasị ụkwụ gị. Anyị wee na-aja gị mma wee na-ebuli gị elu. Na-asị na ndị mmụọ ozi na-akpụ isi ala nye gị. Nna m na nne m nọ n'iru gị wee na-efe gị ofufe nna nke mgbede ngọzi anyị wee na-arịọ gị. Na-asị gị onye nwe anyị na Chineke nna. Onye ọ bụ naanị ya kere ihe niile kere eke mana onweghị onye ọ bụla kere ya. Onye si na ndụ ga-adị n'ime ndụ ndị ya ndụ wee dị Chineke n'eze ebube dị ngọzi. Otuto na nsọpụrụ na nrube isi ka anyị na-enye gị nna nke ebere. Onye ime eluigwe biko n'eze ndị eze. Ụmụ gị wee na-akpọ ọkụ gị na isi ndị niile bụ ndị ji ọmụ gị gọziri agọzi. Bụ ụmụ Biafra n'ụwa niile ebe ọbụla ha na-anọ na nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Ka ị wee nye ndị mmụọ ozi gị iwu ka ha wee chebe ndị gị. Ka ha wee chebe ndị ezi omume. N'ihi na ọ bụghị sọsọ nwere onwe Biafra ka anyị na-achọ. Ọ bụghị sọsọ ka anyị si na obodo Ekwensu obodo ọtụtụ bụ izu wee wezụga ụmụ gị bụ ndị Biafra. Anyị na-achọ ọdịmma nke onye ọbụla bụ onye ezi omume. Agbanị ma ha bụ ndị Yoruba. Agbanịghị ebe ọbụla ha si wee bịa nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Ọbụla ga ndị Awụsa ma ọ bụ ụfọdụ n'ime ha bụ ndị Fulani. Onye nwe onye na Chineke nna nke igwe biko nye anyị ọgụgụ isi nye anyị amamihe eze ndị eze. Ka ihe gị wee chịa n'ime ndụ anyị. Ka ọchịchịrị wee gbara gị onye ebube dị ngọzi. Chineke nna nke igwe, mere anyị ebere maka zọpụta anyị n'aka ajọ ihe. N'ihi na mkpagbu karịrị akarị, nganga wee jupụta ebe niile. Anyị wee na-arịọ gị biko ka i wee were ebere gị, ka i wee were ịhụnanya gị. N'aka nri nke ezi omume gị wee leta ndị gị Chineke nna nke igwe biko mere anyị ebere. Dịkwa ka i wee zọpụta anyị ka Biafra wee guzosie ike. ka ịhụnanya gị wee mụbaa n'ebe anyị nọ, ka eziokwu wee duo anyị na njem anyị niile, ka Biafra wee guzosie ike, wee bụrụ obodo nke ahụ nke nọ n'elu ugwu a ga-eji wee maa atụ. Ka ịhụnanya gị wee bere gị wee bata n'ime ndụ ndị gị Chineke na nke igwe, ka ụwa niile wee si n'ezie na ụmụ Biafra bụ ụmụ Chineke. Anyị wee na-aja gị mma, wee na-eto gị, wee na-agọzi aha nsọ gị Chineke nna nke ebere, na-asị gị biko nu n'otuto niile na nsọpụrụ niile ịja mma niile dara aha nsọ gị site n'ebighị ebi na ruo n'ebighị ebi. Ise. Having prayed in the language of heaven, we must not hesitate any further. We will delve straight away into our presentation this evening, because darkness shall flee and light will come in. All those who have been planning, plotting, deceiving, all those who live their lives in deceit in the zoo called Nigeria, today we continue our dismantling of your lies. We continue the destruction of your deception, that the captives may be set free. I am not just fighting for Biafra, no, not at all. I fight for everybody who is in bondage inside Biafra land, inside the zoo called Nigeria, inside West Africa, inside the whole of Africa. People who do not understand us, perhaps they wish to misconstrue what our purpose and our mission is. But we are not in any doubt. We know where we are heading to. It is to set everybody free. I do not hate anybody. God in heaven is my witness. Chukwokika biam Elohim. Abasi. Oluwa. Allah. No matter the name you call the Almighty. Inishekiri. Elohim is called Olise, which is the same thing as Olisa. The same thing. Chukwokika biam. The greatest of everything that is great will bear us witness that we want everybody to be free. The same thing I want for Biafrans is the same thing that I want for those in Oduduwa. It's something that I want for the Middle Belt, the Gwari people, the TV people, and all the rest of them, the Bachamas. The same thing that I want for the Nupes, the same thing that I want for the Kanuris, the same thing I want for Hausa, the same thing I want for Fulani. God is my witness. I don't hate anybody, but I want you to come out of darkness into the light. And that light is Biafra. That is why we preach this gospel uncompromisingly. It doesn't matter who you are. It does not matter who you are. Once you stand in front of us and you present yourself as an obstacle, we will vaporize you. We will decimate you and tell you that you're worth nothing. Because this is a divine project, a project ordained in heaven, that black people may be set free. You may not see it now, but I ask you, as you approach this lecture this evening, come with your pen and your paper. You will be able to appreciate where we are coming from and where we are going. You will know that your leaders are lying to you. Those you foolishly tag your leaders, you will know they are deceiving you. You will know they are the ones that their children are abroad studying, and you're dying in penury and in poverty. You will understand they are the reason why people are dying in their hundreds in Kano, because there are no hospitals. They are the ones that brought in the Chinese. They are the ones that brought in coronavirus. They are the ones who do not care about you. We are the ones that actually care about your well-being and your livelihood. Only IPOB and nobody else. It doesn't matter where you come from. We are the ones that care about you. We are the ones who care for you, because that is the way that we are. If you come into Biafra land and anybody is treating you very badly because you are not an indigenous, you will find somebody from that same community rise up and ask, that man that you are persecuting, what did he do to you? That woman that you are persecuting, what did she do to you? That is who we are. A country founded upon fairness and justice from time immemorial. From time immemorial, in the world, the very ancient people of this very earth, live and let live. There is no other country on this earth that has such a natural motto. No other nation. People talk about fairness and equality. People talk about fraternity. People talk about perhaps democracy and justice. But in the ancient land of Biafra, there is an unwritten rule and unlettered code. That code is live and let live. Treat somebody else as you would like yourself to be treated. That is the meaning of Ebeberugo, but in case people can kukwaya, if you want something good for yourself and your children, so do other people have the same right to aspire to the same things that you want for your family. That is why we do what we do. That is the essence of the work that IPOB is doing. That is the very mission that Chukwuoke Kabiama has commissioned us for. That is why Biafra will come in our time, that man may know that there are black people in Africa capable of civilization. Capable of civilization, as they know, as Justice Anyamele will say, he's just made a comment on my page on Facebook, I don't spare anybody, be you Igbo leader, even this evening, Isiama Faruku leaders where I come from, upon the death of my father, are beginning to misbehave, I will expose them live on air, my own village. Then how can I spare you if you misbehave? How do you think I'm going to spare you? They have not given birth to you. If you misbehave, if you are an obstacle to the progress of the people, you will be decimated completely and totally. You'll be destroyed. People cover evil and iniquity. We are not in that business at all here. We are here to let the truth prevail and let the light of God shine upon the lives of men. And when I say men, I mean women as well. We must proceed. Get your pen and your paper, please, I beg of you. If you're listening somewhere on a street where you know that people are struggling, please bring out your speaker outside, put it on a loudspeaker that others may also participate and partake in this very wonderful offering this evening, an offering to heaven, an offering of intelligence, of intellectuality, of reason, an offering of enlightenment. What we are now witnessing in the zoo is what I call a movement away from an animal kingdom to an animated kingdom. The zoo called Nigeria is an animal kingdom. That is where you have wild beasts that cannot reason. Because as Mary Wollstonecraft kindly reminded us, the only thing that differentiates you from a rabbit, from a cockroach, the only difference between you and a squirrel, the only difference between you and Nama, cow, cattle, is the ability to reason. And here we make sure that after listening to Radio Biafra, you will be able to boast and say, now, I am able to reason. If you are on that plane, if you are in that groove of reasoning, you will understand that everything I say about you, about your ethnicity, about your tribe, is nothing personal. It's to try to get those who are evil to change, that your lives may be better, that you would stop complaining, that every day you'll be lamenting. You must do something about it. You must stop your lamentation. Move from lamentation to actual action. Don't be like a zoo scientist, always theorizing, always pontificating, always hypothesizing, never ever putting into practice all that they have learned. Here we learn and we put it into practice. If you follow the method of IPOB, you will see that all of you will be free in a matter of weeks. Not yet. I said in a matter of weeks. That is how far we have come. And all of you know the battles that we have fought. The criminals and the obstacles on the way. Those that the Fulani cabal installed as governors, as political leaders, those in Ohanaeze, those in Pandef, we managed to overcome them by speaking the truth. Not that we do not respect elders, that is a fallacy. That is pure nonsense. We do. But not when you are, in my language, who said, oh, can you believe it? You are old and you're foolish. You're old and you're beating little girls. You're a pedophile and you want us to respect you? You must be mad. You're old and you're going to Abuja selling your people and you're asking for respect. You're insane. You're an old man. And you see there is no road, no passable road in your land. No airport is working. Your markets are being burnt everywhere. And the Majri will come in with their cattle, Miyeti Yala terrorists will come in, go to villages, decimate and kill, and you keep quiet, and you want us to respect you. Are you not insane? How can we respect Ohanaeze? When Fulani terrorists are in our land killing us and raping our mothers, they have not said anything. How do you expect us to respect a governor? When you are there, and this Janjaweed Miyeti Yala will come and intimidate you, invite you to Abuja, talk to you like a child. They sodomize you from one dirty city in the north to another. They render you useless. They go to Supreme Court. They appoint you a governor. And you want us to respect you. You must be insane. I don't know why you're mad. You're a mad person. As hopeless as the man is. You go and you pull your boxer shorts down. And your fellow men will useless you in the north. They use the Supreme Court to make you governor. And you think we're going to respect you? Are you not insane? Are you not mad? You are a governor. You are there and your land is being taken away. You are being harassed every blessed day. You cannot stand up like a man and defend your people and you want respect? This is my objective. You're a mad person. If the Yoruba can understand it, they'll be free. You will be free. The same thing applies to even the Alamajiri, the Janjaweed in the north. If they can understand it, they will liberate Kano. They will liberate Zaria. They will liberate Kaduna from the shackles of Fulani primitivity. Nigeria is an animal kingdom. Now it is an animated kingdom. They have reduced the serious art of governance because governance is an art. It's an art. To govern people is an art. Mbakwa did it. Michael Mbakwa did it. It's an art. Even Awolowo did it. Tafawa Balewa even did it in the north. Amabula did it in the north. It's an art. An art. That is how you can build industries. You can build schools and hospitals. That is how you can build roads. That is how you can provide for your people. That is how you can cater for the aspirations of those that have no hope. It's an art. Statecraft is called. But in the zoo, our collective stupidity, myself included, our hopelessness have allowed idiots to be in power. When we preached and said no election, you didn't quite understand where we're coming from. 1 minute they'll say, oh, he's been bought over by PDP. The next one, oh, APC is paying him. Rather than do what is right, listen to your conscience and do what is right. After all, before you harvest and you feed, you go to the farm, you plant this very seed. You go and you nurture it. You weed. Don't you do weeding? You nurture it until it grows, until the time for harvest comes, and you go and you harvest it. Is that not how things are done? But now you want to plant today and you eat today as well. Go and look at all the food that you can go in and you buy immediately without them preparing. Are they not the ones that make you to become obese? Fast food? Because nothing goes into it. That is not hard work. When they see people working very hard to achieve something, Their village idiocy will begin to manifest. You are living in an animal kingdom. Now, should I say, you have moved from the sublime, from the ridiculous to the pathetic. That's how I put it. Sometimes I love to speak, what I call convoluted grammar on Radio Biafra, because elderly people are listening and I want everybody to be able to follow what I'm preaching. Tonight especially. They have reduced the art of governance to a Disney World cartoon characterization. That's what they're doing. If you look at the video that they released of Aisha and the Jubilee clapping with half of the face missing, you will weep for yourself. Do you know why they're doing that? Do you know why they're releasing all those useless videos and photos? Because they know you're stupid. They know as a Nigerian that you are foolish. That is why somebody can go inside their bedroom, concoct rubbish, and they give it to you. And you swallow it because they know, because you are hopeless, you will swallow it. I'm not insulting you, I'm just telling you the fact. I am telling you the truth. If you sit down and you think about it, you will know I am trying to save you from your own ignorance, from drowning in your ignorance. To all those that worship Chineke Nabinigwe, Chukwokika Abiyama, Abasimbon, Olisa, Adishekiri will call Elohim in heaven, Olisa. My Yoruba brethren, they will say Oluwa. The largest of Yoruba land will say Olorun. The English will say God. Islam will say Allah. I want to publish one single picture. There is no time for debate. I want to publish only one single picture this evening. Please, Amaka, put it on my page. One single picture. And I want anybody to look at that very picture. Anybody that has the fear of God. All those that say they are imams. All those that say they are the children of God. Those who shout hallelujah every blessed week. I want you on my page. Look at this very photograph, I beg of you. And tell me that is Buhari with Aisha during APC campaign last year. This is the man you voted for. I want you to place your hand on your heart with the fear of God in you, the fear of Allah for the Janjaweed who may not understand. I want you to tell the whole world this very evening, this very morning, afternoon or midnight or early in the morning, depending on where you are, tell me if this thing you're looking at, tell me if this boy is Buhari. In all honesty, before God and man, every journalist in the zoo, those that work for channels, those working for Facebook, I am asking you, that useless tramp, Fahe, whatever her name is, that rubbish, useless Yoruba girl, that tramp, that used to work for Star Report, I don't know what her name is. I want you to look at this picture and tell me, with the fear of God in you, that this is Buhari. They brought him out with Aisha. All of you, we are blind, you couldn't see. When a white man will say to us in Europe and in America, all of you black people, you look alike, we take offense. We can't even tell the dead Buhari from a little boy from Sudan. And you're telling me you went to a university. You're telling me you're educated. You're telling me you're learned. You're telling me you're polished. You want me to call you an intellectual. You want me to call you a leader. You want me to refer to you as an elder. When in actual fact you are a bundle of stupidity and hopelessness. I want anybody in the zoo, I want anybody, even a child, to tell me that this boy, smiling or laughing with Aisha Buhari, I don't want to think of what he does to her, next, that is their business. This boy is smiling with Aisha, you tell me this is Buhari? He was in a campaign, APC campaign, public appearance last year. Is that Buhari to you? I want anybody who is listening, is that Buhari to you? If he is not Buhari, then where is the original Buhari? Where is he? It's a simple question I expect intelligent people to ask. Simple question. This man I'm looking at now, this one smiling like this, maybe he's happy with Aisha. I don't know what they have gotten up to the night before this picture was taken. But since this man is not Buhari, even in Islamic law and code, even in Islamic law, it is, if it is anywhere, if they claim they are practicing true Sharia and they're not, by now I shall be stoned to death for adultery and harlotry. By now, Aisha Buhari, the so-called wife of Muhammad Buhari, will be stoned in public to death for high adultery. But this is the nonsense those that call themselves a man, men of God, preachers of God. When I look at the zoo, I say, you people are hypocrites. You don't have men of God. You don't have men of God. Absolutely not. Because the lives of Desmond Tutu does not exist in the zoo. The person who comes closest is Bishop Kuka of Catholic, the Catholic Bishop of Sokoto. The closest. The rest are all rubbish. Cash and carry, men of God. I want any man of God inside Nigeria. I want, if you're an army officer, police officer, an orderly, a chaplain, I want you to look at this picture of a so-called Buhari in an APC campaign in 2019, and with all your conscience and your heart, tell me that this is Buhari. If, as we all know, that this is not Buhari, then where is the original one? Simple, common question. Instead of people to search for the truth, because where we come from, we say Zogobundu, that truth is life, that for ye shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. People prefer to dwell in ignorance and stupidity. Simple question. They say, oh no, the fellow is insulting. No, not insulting you. Tell me who this man is sitting with Aisha. Who is he? Okay, I agree. Buhari could be anywhere, yes. But who is this man? And why is this man sitting beside Aisha, claiming to be Aisha's husband when he is not? Does Islam permit that? All the idiots who are stoning people to death, cutting off their hands and not doing Sharia. I am asking you once again, this level of adultery that Aisha is committing in Islam, what is her punishment? Because all of you are hypocrites. All of you are hypocrites. The zoo is full of hypocrites. Very, very sad indeed. That is the Nigeria. So you want me to now listen very carefully. So, what do you want to be afraid? Why can't you everybody? Now you can see. You want Nnamdi Kanu, as learned as I am, to stay in a country where, you know, should something happen to your president, you go to another country, you recruit somebody, you bring him in after extensive plastic surgery, sometimes with ordinary makeup, to look like Buhari, to look like my head of state. You want me to belong to such a country? I'll be carrying your flag, saying, oh, I am a proud Nigerian. When I'm looking at the face of a little boy from Sudan sitting beside Aisha, you have paid him $250 million and he gets Aisha for free. You want me to look at this boy and be carrying green, white, green, and a proud Nigerian? Do you see why? All those hypocrites from Yoruba land that tell you that little girl that used to work for Sarabu. Do you see why I hate such people with a passion? When people see the truth, they cannot speak it. I do not mix with them. Ndiokwasi, liars, liars, I don't mix with them. That is why I destroy them live on air. I don't believe in conjecture. Live on air, Mlanini. Live. The world will hear it. Look at the little boy. Can anybody please tell me if this little boy here is Buhari that all of you once knew? The answer is, of course, no. It's a very simple, maybe because a complex thought processes for black people is very difficult. So let's break it down. It's called bite size. I am asking you once again, this man you're looking at in this picture with Aisha, is this man Buhari? Simple, that's number one question. Okay, the answer is no. Then where is the man Buhari then? Now you see them. They no longer have anything to say. That is why I am seriously suggesting that every optician in Nigeria, those that sell glasses, every school of I think it's an optometry, if I'm not mistaken. The school that deals with, is it for eyesight? Every school that teaches people how to, as they train doctors, I believe it's optometry, isn't it? Every school where they train opticians in the zoo should be shut down. If all of you are so blind, if all of you are so useless, you cannot tell Buhari from Jibril. This man sitting beside Aisha. That means that every school that offers any course in optometry should be shut down in the zoo. There's another picture that they themselves published. Because I'm not... The more you ask me to leave this topic, the more I remain on it. The zoo must know this. That is... They are running. They are hiding. Obasanjo knows this. Atiku Abubakar is aware. What's his name? Saraki, the former Senate President, is aware. Sanusi, the MA of Kanu, is aware. All of them, they are aware that Buhari, that this little boy is not Buhari. They know. They know. Those working for Facebook, they know. Everybody has collected their own share. You know, it's Nigeria is sharing. They have shared their own money. So everybody else is stupid. These are the scammers. These are the fraudsters. These are the 419 people. These are the Yahoo. Do you now see how the likes of Saraki, how the likes of Atiku Abubakar, Sanusi, Obasanjo are Yahoo Yahoo boys? Do you see their own Yahoo Yahoo they're doing? They know the man is not Buhari, but they're doing their own Yahoo Yahoo. They go to Abuja when Abakari was alive. They get money from him. If you don't want me to talk, oh, give me some money. They give them money. Are they not doing Yahoo Yahoo? Are they not the fraudsters? Are they not the scammers? But these are who you call your leaders. They are your leaders. If you are an elder statesman or whatever you call yourself, and you're seeing such evil in a country you claim you love, they claim they love Nigeria. I'm talking about the likes of Obasanjo, Atiku Abubakar, Saraki, Sanusi, they claim they love Nigeria. But you have seen evil, evil, Ekwensu, the work of Lucifer before your eyes, and you are condoning it. The reason why you're condoning it is because you and your family, you're better off. Your kids are studying abroad. You have houses and hotels in Dubai. You're making money out of a dysfunctional and evil system. You are making money out of the misery of millions of people. And because of that, you shut your mouth. You cannot speak the truth. You cannot. And meanwhile, channels have collected their own share. Because I saw somewhere they said that channels, we are reporting now from London, we are in Abuja, we are in Lagos, we are in Pretoria. And I'm thinking, hey, channels, where did you get the money from? I know if CNN is expanding, I can understand that they run adverts. Every publishing house in the world, every media house in the world gets advert revenues. That is how they make money. Even newspapers, those that publish online, hard copy everywhere. I have watched Channels TV from morning till night. I cannot count up to 3 adverts. So, I started researching them. That was when I realized that Jomo, the former information minister, is busy doing cash and carry. Let me protect your government so you can give me some money. That's how they managed to open offices all over the place. Because go to channels now and watch from morning till night. Is there any advert? Is there any advert on TV? Then where do they get their money from? From where? Go to CNN, go to NBC, go to ABC, go to Fox News. Don't you see advertorial? Don't you see adverts? Go to Sky. Don't you see adverts? BBC does not do adverts because the license payers in England, in the UK as a whole, pay what is called a license fee. That is where BBC gets their money from. They don't run any adverts. But BBC gets their money from the license fee payers. Now, nobody pays any licensing fee in the zoo called Nigeria. Ask yourself, where does channels get their money from to run the operation? They get it from corruption, by covering up evil. Now you understand, don't you? That is where you get your news from.
And you're telling me that you'll be able to think normally as a human being. I cannot think so. There's another picture I want published of a Buhari when he was alive in 2015. And the one in 2020 with the hole in the neck. Are you telling me that as a Nigerian, you're so blind, you cannot see the hole in the neck? Can't you see that lovely hole? I don't know what Jubilee does with the hole. Can't you see it there? I'm asking you, the man with the hole in the neck, who is he? Only a guy can where is he from? This man with the hole in the neck of Obasanjo, who is this man? Atiku, who is this man with the hole in the neck? Senate President Lawan, whatever he's called, who is this man with a hole on his neck? All the archbishops, emeritus, all the professors in Nigeria, I'm asking you, who is this man with the hole in the neck? Is this Buhari to you? If it is not Buhari, where is the real one? A simple question. Some people say, this thing is not becoming a thing. I am asking you a simple question. No needless generalization. Simple question. This man here in 2020 with a hole in his neck compared to this man of 2015 without a hole, with Adam's apple actually, are they the same? Of course, the answer is no. But this was the one they gave us in 2020 saying he's Buhari. If this man here is not Buhari, by your own admission, since we want to behave like those who are in kindergarten, let me talk to you as if you're in kindergarten. I'll talk as if you're in nursery school. Since you want to pretend you're stupid, I'll speak to you in a very stupid manner. If this man, my simple question is, this man with a hole in his neck, is he Buhari? Yes or no? The answer is no, yes. I'm seeing the responses. They say the answer is no, yes. The answer is no. Now, if this man is not Buhari, why did they present him to us? If Buhari is alive, why? And if he is not Buhari, where is the real one? Where is the real Buhari? You claim he's alive. Where is he? They can't produce him. That is why the little boy is grinning from ear to ear, because he has Aisha to himself. He knows where the husband has gone to. So why does he need to be afraid? You know, I'm sure that people that run after the wives of military men, you know how you are fearful when you're jumping the fence going to see madam. You know how scared you are because the man is a military man. But does Jubilee look scared? He's smiling, he's happy. Because he knows where the guy has been. He knows where Buhari has gone to. He's in a grave in Saudi Arabia. So why should he be scared? This is a fraud on a grand scale going on in Nigeria before your eyes, and you pretend you're blind. You see a man with a hole in his neck, and you're pretending, the newspaper editor of Guardian newspaper, you pretend, you publish this picture, Vanguard, you publish it, you pretend. None of you can ask, as responsible citizens, how come Mr. President now has a hole in his neck? What's happening to him? You can't ask because all of you are in it together. All of you are in the fraud together. Tomorrow you come out and you complain what is happening in Black Africa. We don't have electricity. We don't have water. Can you see how you're contributing to the suffering of the masses? Channel TV, do you see how you're contributing by covering lies? How can people learn? Do you see how you're messing yourselves up? All your so-called intellectuals, always on TV talking rubbish. Can you answer a simple question? What is that hole doing on the man's neck? Who is this man with a hole in his neck? Simple question. You're running helter-skelter. The zoo is gone. I told them, I said to Chukwuka Kikadamu, you will destroy Nigeria. You will make Nigeria worse than Somalia, that they may know that you sent me. Eventually they will confess with their mouth. They will say, indeed, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of Eri, the God of the universe, sent Nnamdi Kanu to preach. That's why everything I say come to pass. We must continue. A grand fraud. Are the two people together? Go to my wall, you will see it. Are they the same person? The answer is no.
The reason why they are doing this, anytime I post something on my page regarding Jibril, you know what they do? Facebook will restrict notification. They will not inform those who are following me that I've posted something new. They will suppress the circulation. That's what they've been doing. And who are the ones doing it? And with all due apology to the good Yoruba people, the people who are causing all this damage to Nigeria are Yoruba. I'm being honest with you. Go and do your research. Not all Yoruba people know, God forbid, I'm not saying that. The people that Facebook hired to make sure that a fraud against 200 million people, because they are Yoruba people. Obasanjo that knows is Yoruba. Tinubu that is propping up this dead regime is Yoruba. Are you telling me that Yorubas will ever be free from Fulani bondage? I very much doubt it. At this rate, I very much doubt it. When I speak, they tell you, I don't hate you. God forbid, battle. I don't. But what Facebook is not good. You must understand that. You must understand. They are suppressing circulation and restricting the number of viewers that can see that very video. And you know the video, we are going to tweet it from tomorrow. Everybody must be on Twitter. We are going to set Twitter alive. Since Facebook wants to play hardball, they want to protect evil. Since Facebook in Nigeria is protecting evil, we are going to Twitter and to Instagram. The whole world will see it. That very video. Go and look at that creature clapping. I see if he has a magnet in his hand. He's the worst one on Photoshop. Look at his face. He has no jaw. He has no neck. Can't anybody like Ototo? You're not spirit, you're not flesh. You're working mad, you're working more. You Ototo now, that's what it means. Those who are in the Okonkwo fraternity, you will know. And by the way, Okonkwo that Igbo people have came from Anang in Akwa Ibom State. But Anang in Akwa Ibom State is part of South South. Are you following? Anang, they have Okonkwo. I mentioned Ototo. So anybody who is in Okonkwo fraternity, if you're from Bende, you are in Okonkwo. I don't know if it has it. There is a masquerade they bring out. When they are giving names to the masquerade, they call it Ototo. It means it is not human, it is not flesh. It is something out of the ordinary. Anang. Okonkwo we have is from Anang. But our someone will tell you, Anang is South South, oh, hey, don't go there. He's not Biafra, he's South South. But I have a Okonkwo in my village. Do you have a Okonkwo in Katsina State? You telling somebody from Anang that he's not Biafra, do you have a Okonkwo where you come from? The wicked evil Yoruba journalist writing rubbish, oh, don't even go there. I come is different. I'm asking you, you are from maybe Ijebu Ode, do you have a Okonkwo in Ijebu Ode? The answer is no. But I have a Okonkwo in Isama Farugu. There is also a Okonkwo in Anang. Now tell me those who are related and those who are not. Because what you show somebody is their relative. And they go to somebody, they go to one near. You understand that? When the time comes, I will preach that very gospel. Not today. When the time comes, I will tell them how a Gala and Igbo is one. How if you go to Obosi, a simple assignment, if you go to Obosi in Anambra State, Obosi, O-B-I, O-B-O-S-I, Obosi, Obosi in Anambra, you have the Ata of Obosi. Ata of Obosi, a family that descended from Igala. If you go inside on it, you have up Iweka Road, lower Iweka Road. Who is Iweka? Iweka is from Igala. Who is the current Igwe of Obosi? Is he not an Igala man? But they say Igwe is not Dominiari. If you don't know history, I'm telling you, I feel sorry for you. Igala and Igbo are one. Don't they have? I read a piece by the new author of Igala, a young man. By every indication, they have masquerade. The same masquerade we have. But Igala is not part of Nigeria. And I'm asking you, those in Sokoto, do you have masquerade in Sokoto? Udetimbaona Sokoto? Fulani, do you have masquerade in Sokoto? But you are coming out with Igala to come and claim Igala. Now you see. I'm now delving into history. The world is listening, so we must preach it. Some of you hear about Igede and Idoma. Inside Idoma, they have four market days. Eke Ori Afonkwo, true or false? I'm asking anybody who is from Idoma, true or false? Eke Ori Afonkwo, where else do you have that? Is that Igbo land? But yet, somebody will come from Guzo or Funtua to come and claim Idoma. That is, it's not. Don't come here, it's part of the north. And I'm asking them, those claims that Idoma is not Biafra, I'm asking you a simple question. Do you have four market days? The answer is no. Chukwuke Abiam is called Obase, where we come from. In Ibibio is called Abase, the same thing. Our people in Anioma, our people in Ogbaru, in Anambra State, what do they call God in heaven? Holy Sabinigwe. If you go into the same, just cross the water, they call it Delta. What do you call God, Holy Sabinigwe? You go to Ishekiri. What do you call God in heaven? They say it's Holy Lord have mercy. Lord, let me preach this gospel. Heaven is with us, bearing us witness. The angels in heaven that surround the throne of the Most High, they are praising God right now as this gospel is being preached on earth. It was mandated by heaven that we must preach it on this very earth. Now our people must understand this. This evening is an opportunity for us to twist the heads of government all over the world about the joke Femi Adesina and his scamming Fulani masters have reduced us to rock. We must let the world know. Since Nigerians are pretending that they are blind, they can no longer see, they are dumb, their brains are not working, okay, we are now going to go, we'll go to ECOWAS heads of government, we go to AU, we go to EU, we go to North America, we go to South America. Let us ask them there. It is this man with a hole in the neck, Buhari, you know. This clown clapping without a face. Who is he to you? Is he the head of state? Femi Adesina is in trouble, I'm telling you. All those photoshopping sessions, no, they are in one almighty mess. That I can assure you. They have now brought down the expert forgery of Oluwole. And scam, Odu, they call it. Yoruba fraud is sustaining Fulani in power. Yoruba fraud honed inside Lagos in Oluwole. That is what they are using. Oluwole forgery. They are using it to run Nigeria. Forgery. Oluwole fraud. Fraud. We are the forged certificate and papers. Is the technical expertise. People are looking for jobs. There are no food. People are dying. The only expertise they can think of is forgery. Forgery to deceive and to lie. That was why a very humble man, Benjamin Brombo, said, each time I want to fight for African rights, I only use one hand because the other hand is busy trying to keep away Africans who are fighting me. That is what we are going through. But we are defeating them and we are winning them. Even in our own land, there are some idiots, but I love it anyway. Because I love to have so many enemies. I love enemies. It keeps you on your toes. People sometimes they wonder what is the secret of IPOB. How come you're too this successful? How come all over the world? Things I said, because even when I don't have enemies, I create some. I create enemies because I need them. How can I be moving about without enemies? Life will be too boring for me. I need enemies. Formidable adversaries. They bring out the best in you. I love enemies. If tomorrow now I feel that we are all getting a bit too cozy and comfortable, I will cause problem. So there will be enemies. I want enemies. I want it.
As Demba Nassau will say, where we come from, okay, Joy, yeah, Dottie and Oak.
If my photo I'm discussing is too cold, I put it in the microwave and turn it on. I heat it up.
If any topic, I put it in the microwave, I heat it. On that talk. You are fighting for black people, they are busy fighting you. The white man that came, pillaged and raped their land, they couldn't fight him. Of course, apart from Biafrans and the Kikuyus in Kenya. No other people fought. Sorry, I'm sorry. Bini fought. Very, very hard and gallantly. Bini fought the white man. Biafrans, we fought. We fought and for over 100 years. 1 hour or two people fell in 1904. We went to the same Ahaba you see today. They are calling Delta. And we formed the Kumeku. The second such marriage, we formed the Kumeku to fight the British. Every inch of the way. Did the Fulani fight the British? No. But they got everything. Because God has a purpose for all of us. Now listen. The liberation of a black man from mental slavery, which is what we are doing here, and self-induced stupidity with what is happening with regards to Jibril, is the most difficult work for any liberator or activist to undertake. What we are doing is almost impossible. People have never done it before. Mandela came and fought for votes in South Africa, so white and black can be equal. Zeke came and fought for independence. Awo fought for independence. Nkrumah fought for independence. No group of black people has ever tackled what IPOB is tackling. What we are tackling, the eyes cannot see it. At least with a microscope, you can see coronavirus. You can see Ebola. You can see HIV virus. You can see SARS. You can see Lassa fever parasite or whatever it is. But what IPOB is fighting, you cannot see it. It is a spirit. And that is why in the Western world, when you conquer poverty or hunger or deprivation or shelter, they name you a saint. Because you have fought something that the eye can never see. Now listen carefully to me. What we are doing here is to liberate a black man from mental slavery, including those who are working against us inside Facebook offices in Abuja and in Lagos right now. They are busy working for the enemy to defeat a purpose that will benefit them and their generations unborn. But because they are black Africans, they don't know it. That is the problem with black Africa. That is the level of our stupidity. The people in Asorok, deceiving everybody, they think they are doing something nice for themselves. They don't know they are damaging the future of their own children. They don't know it. Trying to get a black man to understand that is the most difficult thing ever. To fight a demon a black man cannot see is the most difficult thing ever. Most difficult. But that's what we're doing. And we are winning. An average black person has no pride. Because for you to have shame, you first of all need to have pride. For you to feel shame, you must hurt somebody's pride for them to feel shame. But we black people, we have no pride. Forget all the things you're hearing in the music they are playing. Rubbish. On average, we have no pride. Because if we had any pride, nobody would answer in Nigeria. Everybody will come together and say, hey, this name was given to us by some white guys, man. Enough of this rubbish. Which name do you want us to bear? And they can have a name. If we had any pride, there would be nothing like South Africa. It would be called Azania. If we had any pride, the name of Africa would be Ethiopia and not Africa. But because we have no pride. And if you don't have any pride, you have no shame. If you have no shame, you have no self-worth. I'm not saying this so that people can feel bad, no. It's so that you can digest what I'm saying. Think properly. And become a better person as a result of it. On this earth, we have made ourselves the black people, the lowest of the low. That is why in Europe and in America, what type of jobs do we do? Is all the menial jobs, the ones that are rejected? Of course, there are people who are doctors and nurses, we know that. Preponderance. The numbers of people who are doing menial jobs or who are unemployed, they're not black. Those who are dying from COVID-19 in Europe and in America, disproportionately, are they not black people? Have you asked yourself why? That would be a topic for another day. In Africa, what we value is our stomach. And there's a video I'll play at the end of this that our sister very carefully made. I think her name is Ngozi, is it? She answers Kano as well. I don't know. Not my direct relative. But she looks like one of us. She made a video, which you will watch. And it encapsulates what we're saying this evening. That in Africa, we value our stomach more than freedom. Our problem is avarice. That was why the likes of intelligent men in the zoo always succumb to crumbs falling from the Fulani table, from the Janjawi table. Look at CBN Governor Emefiele. Have you seen that man? He's an Igbo man. Emefiele is an Igbo man. Have you seen him serving tea to an Anamaji, to Issa Funtua, because he wants to keep his position in CBN? You can see in the picture, and when that picture published, how obedient and loyal he is. A CBN governor, a Reserve Bank chairman, bowing to an illiterate Janjaweed, because that is the man that may put a good word to into Abakiari's ear, and they renew his contract. And that was exactly what happened. He was making tea. Chairman, CBN governor, making tea for an Alamaji. Unbelievable. You can see it in the picture, how loyal he is. How loyal and submissive he is. This is the problem of all ethnic groups, not just any particular people. This is the problem of every ethnic group under the bondage of the Fulani. Not that the Fulani are very intelligent people. No, they are not. God forbid, no, they are not. They are not intelligent. Of course not, they are not intelligent people. But because of our own avarice, because of our own avariciousness, our own greed, that is why we have made ourselves laughingstock before them. Laughingstock before them. Very, very sad indeed. Black Africans, once you tell them the truth, you become their enemy. Once you tell them that this is the truth and it can be proven. I'm not talking about malicious allegations, no, that has not been as rubbish. I'm talking about allegations you can prove. The truth you can actually discern. Truth you can see. They say you are their enemy. The attention, of course, they don't really last long in anything. Once they go to Twitter, they don't see their own selfie. They cannot post selfie and do another. They just give up. But we must all head to Twitter. Very, very important. Right after this program. Our attention span is so limited. We view everything through the prism of either we are rebelling or we are submitting. If you see IPOB, you cannot ask yourself, why is IPOB doing this? Why are Biafrans agitating? You never ask yourself that question. You said, oh, you want to break up Nigeria? Nigeria that you did not make, that your ancestors never made. Every idiot wants Nigeria because all you want is to feed your family, your stomach. You are a police commissioner. You want to remain there. You want to send your kids abroad so they can be doing well. So when you come to the village, you'll be the only one with upstairs. A story building. You'll be boasting. Oh, do you know my brother is in England studying? My brother is in Canada studying. But you don't want other people to boast that their children are studying in Nigeria. That is how low we have sunk as a people. If I say something bad about Awolowo, people will say, oh, you're talking Yoruba race. But these are intellectuals. The same people have been writing critical articles about Trump. Some of them criticized Obama. Some criticized Jonathan. Very, very vehemently. At no day did anybody come and say, oh, because you criticize Jonathan, you are insulting Biafrans. Or you are insulting the Jor ethnic group. No. No. And I keep asking myself, what is the essence of democracy if you cannot critique, if you cannot criticize, if you cannot air your own views and your opinion without being misunderstood? I'm not insulting any race. I'm telling you the truth. Can you imagine such nonsense? If I criticize a criminal, say for instance in Pandev or in Ohanaeze in Yoshinama, they say you have no respect for elders. Somebody is going to Abuja cutting a deal that is making life difficult for fresh graduates. They can no longer get a job. A NEPA manager goes to Abuja, collects money for transformer. Transformer is not delivered. And because he is 70 years and above, he's an elder. You shouldn't insult him. Hey!
I don't know who did this to us. I don't know who did this nonsense to us.
But anyway, I am very grateful for, in a way, for COVID-19. Although the innocents are dying, innocent people are dying, I'm not happy about it. It has now proven to the whole world that Nigeria is empty. It's just mouth. All they make is mouth. Empty barrels that make the most sound. They are useless. Useless to the core. Common syringe they don't have. Everything is abroad. Oh, give us money for this. All the money you have been making from the sale of oil, where is it? Okay, let me not say where is it. What have you done with it that the eyes can see? Is there a refineries that you have? No. Well, so what do you have? Nothing. Is it this Ajokuta steel mill that you have? No. What do you have to show for all the years of selling oil at a premium? Nothing. And you want me to respect you. You are an elder statesman. Take your power, Cordelia, you're a lunatic. Elder statesman. After looting the treasury, you want respect. From who? How are you going to get the respect from? From who? These fools, they read foreign journals and newspapers. They are commentators in columns every day. They insult other heads of state. They insult other people. Nobody has ever come up to say, oh, you are being an ethnic bigot. That's how foolish they are. They don't even know the meaning of democracy. They have no idea. That America is number one today all around the world is because of democracy and openness. Don't tell me about China, because everything that China had, they copied from the USA. It was intellectually stolen. That is your problem going to the US. They stole everything. If you don't know, let me tell you. The only people on this earth that has the grace of God in heaven, to advance the cause of humanity is Western Europe. Everybody else copy from them. That is the fact of life. If you don't like it, go and hit your head maybe a transformer is actually working, so you can be electrocuted. The only people with the grace in the whole world are Western Europeans. That's why everybody copy from them. China copied from them. Japan copies from them. Russia copied from them. Everybody, you must learn from them. Why? Because they went through a phase of enlightenment. Enlightenment means, as I'm never tired of explaining to you, enlightenment means a process by which you submit everything to reason. That is why Europe is preeminent. Western Europe. Reason. Not some stupid village sentiment from Africa. He insulted Azikiwe. Azikiwe is an elder. You are a fool. You are a complete idiot. That is why you have no running water. You have no electricity. Because of your stupidity, you celebrate mediocrity and idiocy. That is why you are an idiot living in a land of idiots run by Photoshop. Run by Photoshop. It's a lecture we are giving. We are live and we are direct. Humanity is bearing us witness. The time now is 12 minutes past the top of the hour. The whole world is listening rapturously. Universities in Argentina are listening. Broadcasters in Kenya, they are listening. People that want to improve their lives, they are listening to us. Not in the zoo. Tomorrow, they'll show you another picture. And it's as if I get at you. You don't look. You are blind. You are blind. You are blind. You cannot see. You're a rodent, a cockroach. You read foreign journals. They are doing very well. Every day, people criticize Trump. Nobody has said, oh, you hate people from New York. Trump is a New Yorker. Because of criticizing him from California, that means you hate New York people. Can you believe how people reason? That claim they went to school. I will always stole money belonging to our parents, and you don't want me to say it. If I say it, I'm insulting Yoruba. You are an idiot. You are a complete idiot. You have no brain. Are you telling me that you are Zikiwe that stole money from Yoruba people that you forgive us? Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're telling me? I'm asking you a simple question. Is that what you're telling me? That Zikiwe will come and steal all the money from Yoruba land and give you all 20 pounds. You'll be happy with it? And you claim you went to school. You claim you are intellectuals.
intellectuals of Akwaoko, village men claiming they're intellectuals, mad people everywhere.
I tell you the truth. If you don't like it, you go and hang yourself somewhere. I have no time to entertain black idiocy. I have no time for such rubbish. If you cannot face your stupidity squarely, I will help you face it. All we know what to do is to respond to fear and not to knowledge. You respond to knowledge and not to fear. What I preach is knowledge, if you listen.
If after tonight's lectures you are still in doubt that Asorok is empty, then you know that you are one of those Bill Gates and the Chinese should use for experiment. You are a complete idiot. Zoo people, zoo animals everywhere who cannot take half time to entertain idiots who cannot reason.
Bill Gates should come and take all of you and Chinese for experimentation. You are useless to humanity. You are useless even to your village and to your family. You are useless because you cannot reason very well. Tomorrow now they come. For how many months have you seen the person they say is your president? For how many months, I'm asking you, so-called Nigerians, how many months the person that claimed me he was campaigning for you to vote for him, how many months have you seen him? Ordinary, you are so foolish that ordinary live broadcast you cannot hear from the idiot because it's not Buhari. And some of you are foolishly defending them because you're a black African. When they beat us up in China, it's because of idiots like you who cannot reason. When they insult us, it's because of idiots like you who cannot reason. Some of us, your shame is shaming me. You make me sick with your stupidity and your idiots. Make me sick to my stomach. I'm telling you the truth. That is why the Chinese are enabling you, taking all our mineral resources in conjunction with the state government. Umay. And Umay, he thinks he's saving his family saving money for his family for the future. Can you see how we reason? The Chinese are there. The same Chinese killing Igbo people in China. An Igbo governor invited them and died in his state, digging minerals every blessed day. And to him, he's a smart guy. He's a smart guy now. He has smarted everybody. He's a black man from Africa and utterly useless. Another black idiot. Now, I want you to understand tonight the reason why the world insults you as a black person. It is your stupidity. Your stupidity, your idiocy in your brain. That's your problem.
All we need is to respond to fear.
Fear is the only thing holding us prisoners, everybody. Yoruba, Gbagi, Bachama, Nupe, TV. Anywhere you are. Let me tell you why it is fear. All of us, so hope only IPOB stood. Only.
Oh, Chineke goes, yeah, God in heaven bless IPOB. Umuji, children of light. The children of light. That is why I pray for these people 7 times every day. I don't know where God got them from. I don't know these people. I am so proud of them.
Only IPOB. Let me tell other people what they don't know. You are the ones holding yourselves prisoners in this zoo. You are the cause of your problem. What is the population of Seven Gerri in Kano? The population of the people living in Seven Gerri in Kano is greater than all the police officers, all the army officers with AK-47, all the Janjaweed, the Fulani politicians. Only them are holding us hostage. Isn't it funny? How many are there holding all of us hostage that when Sowore came and called for revolution, you even misunderstood that? You didn't. This OG, black people, black. How many soldiers do you have in Lagos? How many are they? How many bullets do they have? How many are they going to kill? Don't they have parents? Don't they have brothers and sisters?
Now you're beginning to understand it, yes?
If we want to make a change for the better today, we can this night if we want to.
But let me tell you why you have not acted before now. You have not acted before now because of Yoruba media, because of the likes of Channels TV.
Evil. Hey! Equensu. Evil. Evil upon evil.
Yoruba media, they are toying with your mind. It's just like what the Pentecostal pastors are doing with us. You know, if they slap you on one side of the cheek, you turn the other one. Meanwhile, a Fulani headsman in your village.
And the pastor that just had his daughter raped and the wife killed is telling you what Jesus said. Slap me here, you turn the other side.
Unbelievable. That is what Yoruba has done with your brain. Yoruba has twisted our brain, Yoruba media, upside down.
Upside down.
Instead of your pastor to tell you the truth, to rise up and fight, revolt. Pastor is thinking about his tithe on Sunday. His tithe is what is important to him.
How about if there's a revolution now and everywhere is upside down and people stop going to church? What will happen to me?
Because of that, he will tell you that what Jesus said, don't do any revolution. Peace is better. All he's thinking about is his tithe on Sunday. If you cannot go to church because of COVID-19 lockdown, you send it via PayPal or via online. Now you understand that you have multifaceted problems.
Yoruba media!
Destroy the brains of people. The same way some useless pastors are doing. People are looking for cure to cure COVID-19. You say you're in a mountain praying. Maybe they're praying for God to give the knowledge of the cure to people. Maybe that I can understand. Yeah, that's understandable. Praying for the cure to come via knowledge. That I can understand and accept. But here we tell you the truth. You may not like it, but it's the truth. It's the truth.
Has anyone seen the interview concocted by channels for Yemi Osinbajo? A doctor. Hi.
I don't know why people are this evil. I don't know why they're this evil. Channels TV. But anyway, perhaps in a very funny sort of way, it's a good thing that there is no electricity in the zoo. Otherwise, channels would have ruined everybody by now. A lot of people walking zombies. CNN is bad, but the channels is in the gutter. The lowest of the low. I feel God in this. I feel sorry for all you idiots that watch channels TV. I feel sorry for you. Look at the interview with Osinbajo. Is that something they did in a poultry? The left side is dark of the picture. Please, I'm going to post it. The right side is dark.
Look at the interview. Do you know we have gone and we have found the original tape? We had a cut and paste. I was looking at the man interviewing Osinbajo. The man was reading from Nokia Touch phone.
You are interviewing a whole vice president of the country.
Nokia Touch.
That's what it was using. To interview Osinbajo.
And Osinbajo look at him. Look at even his cap. His head cannot look at it in his cap. Photoshop upon Photoshop. Video editing upon video editing. And that leads me to believe that this night I'm saying it.
Maybe tomorrow they'll give credit to somebody else. You know, Yoruba media, how they behave.
Osinbajo is in trouble.
What is the time now? The time now is 8:22. Write it down on a piece of paper. Osinbajo is in a very serious mess in Asorok. I cannot vouch for you if he's alive or dead. I cannot tell you if he's normal or sick. But Osinbajo is in one almighty mess. Said Asorok. Look at the video clip. They you know, they love copying. They saw Boris Johnson, how he was clapping for NHS health workers in England. You know this copy? Yoruba, that's what I have against them. Always copying. Never original. I grew up with a masquerade, Zebrodaya. Original. I grew up with O'Connor's Club in Aba. Original. I grew up with Green Gold. Original. I grew up with Nnamdi Olebara. Original. No fake, no copy. I grew up with Lomaji Ugoji. Original. No copy from anywhere in the world. Clean. Tell me any child of my generation that did not watch O'Connor's Club. If you don't watch it, Daniel, or even Children's Variety Show, which we even participated in ourselves, original. Not all this copy. Who wants to be a millionaire? You copy. Who wants to do this? You copy. Big Brother, you copy. Create your own. Try to be original for once. They took Zebrodaya, masqueraded to NTL and killed it off. And now I was told that Zebrodaya, what's her name again? That she's passed on. Very sad.
You are afraid, not knowing that only the population of people in Ajegunle, only is more than all the army and the police in the entire zoo. Unless you rise up, your lives will never be normal. Never, ever, ever. If you watch the travesty, the nonsense that China is doing, no wonder the Chinese have come to recolonize Africa. This is the worst form of black journalism. The very worst form of it. How can a media house you expect to hold elected officials to account? They are now conniving with those officials to deceive you. Look at that video of Osibajo from channels yesterday and tell me that thing is live. Even they couldn't even paste live properly on their logo. You can see somebody standing at the back filming that rubbish. They sent to channels and channels said it is live. Can you see how people are lying? And I'm so sorry to say this, Yoruba. I'm just telling you what your problems are. We have our own problems in the East. Very, very heavy one. When it comes to leaking Fulani boot, we are number one. You can see the governor of Imo State. You can see Ohanaeze. Now when he was kneeling down begging Tinubu to make him governor. Can you believe such rubbish? So we have our own bundle of fulefu, the hardened ones, we have them, and we don't spare them. We can never spare them. We are waiting for them to speak again. How could we teach them a lesson? Failures. These are the men that were there, and three local governments from Ebonyi State were given to Benue, and they are called north, and they did nothing. They were there, and a little Fulani girl came, and cut Ebema into three, in fact. And said this one is now Niger Delta. And they accepted it. Hey! And they are called leaders. You call them leaders. That means that our people don't even know what leadership means. You have no idea what it means to be a leader. They are there and a Fulani man came and divided them from their own brothers. He told Ikwere, oh Ikwere, you're not Igbo. Meanwhile, take these properties. They are called abandoned properties. And that's it. We are gone. Now your own brother, your own flesh and blood. As I said, I will do a program. I have my village name is in Eche. Afara is in Eche. But my own Afara is Igbo. Their own Afara is Niger Delta. And yet we had leaders. Do you know the meaning of leadership? You have no idea. Watch the way Chukwuka Kagabi and his to do it. They will understand leadership. Supporting evil and propping up a dead administration just because of money, channels and Yoruba, you can never succeed. You can't. What you're doing is the height of deceit and evil. What you're doing is evil. It is the height of deceit. Propping up a regime that is dead. There is no head of state, no vice president, and instead of you as a journalist, as a Yoruba journalist, to ask, where is the president, where is the vice? They called you, gave you some money, and so your child, Bumi, can go to Oxford. Oh, Bumi is in Oxford. Bumi is in Cambridge. And others are in Obumosho University, where they are doing computer science. There's no laptop. Do you see how your individual wickedness as a black person is affecting the whole of Africa? Not just even the zoo, not your village. Do you see how your greed as a person, as a journalist, what concerns you is your family. Oh, give me, oh yes, okay. Give me money, I want to eat, give me money. You take money, you went and photoshopped, you went and edited a video that is not live. You put it on channels TV and you say it is live. God will punish all of you. And tomorrow, when something befalls you, you start blaming people for being happy. See how you're supporting evil? Anyway, thank God there's no electricity in the zoo. People would have been messed up. Go and watch what they say is live. Please, Amaka, post it. And then you look at the pictures they sent afterwards and claim it is the picture they took on the set. Tell me if the picture they took on the set is something with the one they said is live. Just tell me. Is it the same thing?
It is not the same. That is why they don't want us to leave. Because I can't understand. It was the Fulani that said that Nigeria should not be one. They had something called Araba that they wanted to go until the British convinced them. That's the Labour Party, of course, convinced them to stay in one Nigeria. You know, I don't understand why, if we talk about Biafra, why a black man will always want to defend something that a white man built. It's inferiority complex, isn't it? Compare the pictures. Look at the video of Osinbajo's interview. I beg you in the name of Elohim that everybody is serving to watch that clip and tell me if you have ever seen such nonsense before in your life. The setting of the interview is so black. It is so dark. You wonder, don't they have electricity? Is that a rock? Black surroundings. Look at the interview. Look, please publish that very interview of Osinbajo. Look at the Nokia Touch. He's in Nokia Touch to be scrolling up and down, pretending he's asking a live question. God forbid. Why are black people this evil? Why, I ask, are they this evil? When I speak, some myopic individuals will say that I'm insulting the Yoruba race. But frankly speaking, for how long will the Yoruba race continue to prop up this very calamitous evil regime in the zoo? For how long, Yoruba, will you continue to support evil? For how long? For how long, Yoruba? For how long will you support evil? There is no president. Yoruba, come out and speak the truth. Come out and say it. Nothing will happen. That's it. Supporting evil because of 2023. And tomorrow you'll be in your New York or London. And they'll invite you to TV, see the evil talk. Africa is bad. We need to reorientate ourselves. Yeah. But now you're swimming in the ocean of evil. You can't remember. You're no longer. Tomorrow now, after sitting your own share, you run off from channels. You'll be saying, I'm a citizen journalist in Nigeria. Things are bad because I don't. But you were part of the problem. How can you run an open democratic society without criticizing people? How, I ask. There are no sacred cows in democracy. People don't know the meaning of democracy. They don't know. Forget all these idiots telling you I'm a professor of this. I'm a rubbish that brings empty. There are no sacred cows in a democracy. Because what you're pursuing are ideas, not personalities. Truth is truth. Falsehood is falsehood. A lie is a lie. No matter how you decorate it, it is still a lie. Africans have very short memory. A one-time dictator can be repackaged and sold as a messiah and they will buy it. Look at what Tinubu did with his channels and his group of companies. Brought out an idiot he knew was a disaster in 1983. Killed people. Did everything that should have been done. Brought the idiot out. Repackaged him. And all of you fell for it. You bought it. That is how foolish you are. And today you are suffering, isn't it? As a result of your stupidity. Result of your stupidity. And this is what Yoruba is supporting. People who are sophisticated, well-read, supporting ganja weed. I can't understand. That's what someone said, use the words of dead morons. I can't understand the meaning of it. I can't understand it. People that claim they went to Harvard, you are supporting Alemajiri in office. Miyet Yala, not in Nama. Miyet Yala moving Nama is the one you're propping up. Tomorrow you used to be talking nonsense. Talking nonsense. You can colonize and dehumanize black people. Once you bring chocolate and wine, everything is forgiven. To them, the most brutal dictator can turn to a repentant Democrat. And they will buy the garbage easily. They will buy the nonsense. Now, let's join the moving train. If you can beat them, you join them. And then you want to have light and you want to have good roads. You want good schools and hospitals. You are insane. We can't have both. Black Africans, we love our chains. We love them. They are like ornaments. That was why Jerry Rawlings said, Nigerians love their oppressors. Nigerians still in love with their oppressors. If you oppress them, if you Photoshop, if you lie to them, they love you because Satan dwelleth inside them. That is why I said to them many years ago, the more churches you open, the more Satan is building a temple inside your spirit, inside your body, inside your soul. All of you are hypocrites.
hypocrites.
Let me read what Rollins said, not from IPUB. Jerry John Rollins, the former head of state and president of Ghana, has said that Nigerians are still in love with their oppressors. They love their oppressors. Why? Because Yoruba would rather serve the Fulani
than hear that an Igbo man is the finance minister. It's impossible. They don't want to hear it.
Hey! They don't. It's better for Fulani everywhere. Oh, it's better for them. As long as Fulani is occupying the big house and next to the man, the gate man, oh, the Igbo man can live in the gutter. He's a happy man.
So in this life, the only thing that a Yoruba person aspires to is to be ahead of an Igbo man.
That's his only ambition in life. If you can take, Fulani can take everything, it doesn't matter. As long as an Igbo man is beneath you, that's all that matters to them.
Is that an insult? Is the truth? Ask yourselves, you know it is the truth.
If not, why would you be serving Janjaweed having go to school? Why? I ask you.
Let us read what Rollins said. He said it when Showore went to see him. That was in 2019, I believe, last year. He issued a statement that said that Nigerians love their oppressors. You love them because you have very short memory. You love them because most of you, quite frankly, are very stupid. You're from the zoo anyway, what do you expect? Lousy, stupid people. Lousy, stupid people.
And in a country where there are terrorists, the same terrorists who are killing you, they are the ones who are being appointed into government offices. The ones who are the victims are the ones who are terrorists. Can you believe such rubbish?
Who is Miyet Yala? Miyet Yala is the umbrella group of terrorists using cattle and AK-47 to wreak havoc and mayhem all over the place. They are the advanced, rangers of the Janjaweed Brigade across the Sahel. They are the ones who are being used to clear the path so that the other terrorists may come and occupy. What is happening today? They have appointed the spokesperson for a terrorist group. Miyet Yala, a terrorist group, the fourth most deadly terrorist group in the world. A man called Mohammed Bello Tucker as the legal as the secretary of the Federal Character Commission.
Hey!
And this is what Yoruba is supporting. Yoruba, this is what you're supporting. Yoruba, you're supporting this evil. Yoruba, you are supporting this evil. This evil. Miyet Yala, the fourth largest terror group in the world, being appointed to federal government position. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Arrow. Unbelievable. It is there for the whole world to see and to read. Unbelievable.
The only thing we are good at doing is pulling down those that have come to liberate us. Even Tinubu, he has forgotten. A typical black baboon has forgotten that it was Buhari that was in Abacha's regime, part of those that were chasing him before he went on exile during Nadeko. Tinubu was a believer in restructuring. Some of you don't read, but I read very cleverly. I read when that man came back in 1999, 2000. He opposed Abdul Salami Abubakar's Janjaweed constitution. I remember Tinubu very clearly, go and research it very well yourself, a Yoruba man. He was a Nadeko activist. He fled Nigeria and he went on exile. But Yoruba will not tell you that was what he did. But he did. He openly said, and I remember part of the thing he said. He said that he would not participate in any democracy defined by the military. He was making specific references to Abdul Salami Abubakar's Janjaweed constitution. He said it is not the basis for a new democratic dispensation. He said he called for a national sovereign conference. Do you know what happened? After 2 months, Tinubu changed. Only 2 months. His Islamic brothers from the north told him not to oppose the efforts of the north to enthrone a Yoruba man as the president. And they, after all, they gave them two candidates, Olufolaye and Obasanjo, to choose from. Everything about integrity and morality went through the window. And you want to build a good country in Nigeria. You are Nigerians, yes? You are Nigerians, yeah?
Hey, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It was at that same alliance that they worked against Ekweme.
They corrupted out Joseph Carlo to derail his own brother's ambition. They promised him vice president in 2099. Today he's in prison. Yet they don't learn. Did they learn anything? Of course not. The traitors, some of you, these traitors, some of you call your political leaders and elders, are they are watching and speaking long grammar. They cram because if you call them for an interview, they spend days cramming some big, big words. When they come there, they're unleashing them. You think that they're very smart, not knowing they're as thick as a plank. Lily Livard traitors they are. Under their watch, those you call leaders, they said, we don't respect. The Fulani retards are spraying coronavirus like a confetti at a Christmas party to some hapless online Facebook intellectuals. To them, this is leadership. Once you speak grammar, you're a leader. You're a learned leader. Meanwhile, Fulani is busy bringing us ginger weed with corona infection into our land. Enugu, Oka, Abakiliki has been contaminated. If not that Chukwukika Abiyama is protecting us. To the idiots that consider impotence and cowardice as intellectualism, they must hide their zoo faces in shame. Fulani is working hand in hand with agents of African depopulation to reduce our numbers. The same way they brought Boko Haram to kill us, it's the same way today. Fulani is spreading and spraying coronavirus across everywhere in the zoo. I don't know if you have seen. Please play that clip for them so they can see it. A clip of infected ginger weed in Enugu, in Oka. They brought them to infect every other person. This is the gift of Fulani to all of you. And this is the evil that Yoruba is supporting. This is the evil that Tinubu is supporting. This is the evil that Channels is supporting. And Punch Newspaper, Yoruba Media. This is the evil they support. It cannot be well with all of them that are destroying the lives of innocent people. Black Africans, we value foreign things more than anything indigenous. You can see ordinary Madagascar are producing drugs, and the ginger weed, a Fulani man wants to go and buy the drugs and bring. But Professor Morris Iwu developed a drug to cure and to treat COVID-19 because he's an Igbo man, because he's a Biafran. Nobody wants to hear him. No chance was given to him. The grant to give other people to go and develop a vaccine, none was given to him. Because he is not a part of Nigeria and can never be. Can you see it now? All those idiots speaking long grammar, restructuring with it and restructure and put our children. Rubbish. Have you seen it? Professor Morris Iwu, that served Nigeria very well, developed a vaccine. But a Fulani man in charge, in power in Abuja, would prefer to go to Madagascar. And tomorrow, one idiot, one goro eating ginger weed will tell me on Facebook, why are you fighting for Biafra? Can you believe such rubbish? Can you believe such nonsense? Can you believe it? That is why, despite the obvious and structural failures on the British colonial experiment you call the zoo, Nigeria, those that claim they went to Harvard and Oxford, they are so shameless and intellectually vacuous. That they want to sustain something that is an obvious failure because a white man created it. You're supporting one Nigeria because a white man created it. You don't want something created by black people. You want something a white man created. So when I told you earlier that a white man has the grace of God, you didn't believe me. Do you see how lowly you have placed yourselves? Do you see how stupid you have made it? So it's only something that a white man creates that is good, like Nigeria. If you create Biafra by black people, oh, no, we don't want it. You need validation from a white man. Disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. That was the reason why, go on, a military man and a Yoruba civilian combined to kill over 5 million people so they can preserve what a white man created. Something that never existed before. Oduduwa existed before. Ile Ife existed before. There was no Nigeria. But because Nigeria was created by a Betula, a white man, because of that, nobody should tamper with it. Oh. And you say, I'm black, I'm proud. I'm a black African and I'm proud. But you're prepared to kill to preserve something that a white man created.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The problem with black Africans is that very few of them are genuine intellectuals. The whole of Africa are not up to six intellectuals. The whole of Africa are not up to six.
Having a degree doesn't mean you're an intellectual. It doesn't mean that at all.
The whole of Africa, we don't have up to six intellectuals. The whole of Africa put together. Not up to six. Forget all that rubbish. The elite.
Lena Janjaweed is elite.
And yet Yala. Now they've appointed him into Federal Character Commission. Tomorrow now, somebody that moves cattle, you will become an elite.
And only in Nigeria. Elitism.
Hey! Zoo. Unbelievable.
Awolowo worked with Gowon. Awolowo was an intellectual. Worked with Gowon. An idiot in military uniform. They killed 5 million people. 5 million Biafrans because they wanted to preserve Nigeria created by a white man, Frederick Lugard, and their girlfriend. And these are nationalists. These are African statesmen.
Tomorrow, some people will still call Awu an intellectual. I'm not going to argue with them. The problem with us is that we are messed up. You know, you have in the zoo professors of virology, of microbiology, of molecular science. Some of you may even call them intellectuals, all those professors. But maybe after my 3 programs ago, you no longer call them intellectuals again. You've now come to your senses. The truth of the matter is this. A dim-witted individual answering to a don, a professor, raised on a diet of theoretical postulates and hypotheses is as useless as a roadside vulcanizer when it comes to tackling COVID-19. All your professorships are rubbish. If you can't go to the lab, and all this big grammar and title does not make somebody an intellectual. You're actually a dumbass, I'm telling you. Very dumb fool. You know nothing. You cannot be an intellectual when you cannot intellectualize your way out of a common problem. That is why I know that only Biafra can save Africa. Only Biafra can save. Africans are in bondage. Only Biafra can save Oduduwa. And also the same Hausa people that have been suffering for a very long time. Only this gospel that we preach is to set us free. Nothing more, nothing less. And in order to stop us, you know what they're doing? They are buying over even they have seen the successes they have registered with Channels TV. So they are spraying the money around. Lai Mohammed, he has gotten money. So you know all those COVID-19, all those money you contributed towards COVID-19. You know what they're doing with it? They did not buy rice or garri for people to eat. They're using it to bribe the media. So that when the kind of speaks, the media will not write about it. So they can bribe Facebook. Let me tell you what they're doing. Listen to a government in a democracy. Nigerian government expresses willingness to assist ailing media industry. What they mean to say is this. If you are a greedy bastard who is running a media outfit who value the needs of his stomach more than his freedom, please contact Lai Mohammed so we can tell you how to fight in Nnamdi Kanu and IPOB. That's all. Can you believe that? From a government. It was published by Premium Times. It's a Janjaweed newspaper. Online paper. Nigerian government expresses willingness to assist ailing media. It is there. Go and read it. Let me tell you exactly what he said. The federal government has said it is exploring financial models to help the media industry fulfill its functions during and after the COVID-19 pandemic. bribing them to keep Nigeria as one, something that a white man created. Black people are dying and killing themselves to preserve it. Tell me, in what other way could you possibly tell the world that you are inferior, if not by trying to preserve what a white man created? They are trying to bribe the media. Are they going, no, we are IPOB now. Let them come, let them bring it on.
Those that tried us, they have seen the consequences. Let them bring it on.
There are two things we must do tonight. We are, after this program, we are going to go to Twitter. We will go to Instagram. After this program tonight, we are going to tweet the pictures and the videos of Jibril to every head of state in the world, that they may know. To every head of state in the world. To every head of state in the world, that they may know. The zoo cannot go on bribing the media, bribing the diplomatic corps. They can never succeed. There was a video I posted. Please, Amaka, repost that video again. Of one demon clapping. A demon was clapping. That is not a human being. They say it's Buhari with Aisha. Look at his hands. It's like a magnet, like a robot. This is Buhari Robotics. I think we're going to trend that. Buhari Robotics. Clapping like a robot. A digitally altered video. That is your president. A poorly scripted, poorly put together video. This is the answer to ordinary live broadcast they cannot do. What, how else do you want to know that Buhari is no more? How else, I'm asking you? You have asked him to come and do a live broadcast. He has declined. How else do you want to know that he's no more? How else do you want to know? I posted the video. I posted it. They said it's a COVID clapping for workers, health workers. It's like a robot with magnet on the palm of his hand. Go and look at it. You will be ashamed to be called a Nigerian. Go and see it. Let your shame confront you as a Nigerian. An idiotic, hopeless Nigerian. Go and view, look at your shame in that video. It is your shame. It is your shame. Very, very shameful. Very, very shameful. There is also a video from one engineer, Galadima. I think he's an engineer, Galadima, where he made it very clear that the man in Asorok is not Buhari. He's a northerner. He's a Fulani, Janjaweed. He said it himself. The video is there for the whole world to hear and to see. Let me actually see if I can play it for you to hear what he had to say. Let me see if I can play it for you to hear what he had to say. Listen, let us see if we can hear him.
The man don't think it's the Buhari, me and Yinka used to.
It's breaking up. The man Buhari is not the one we used to know, Engineer Galadima.
Definitely not the General Buhari that we used to know.
And people were clapping and saying, yeah. Post the video, it's not very clear here. Try and post it for the world to hear. Engineer Buba Galadima said it. It is not the Buhari we know. People were clapping. So people know that Buhari is not there. They know that very well. But the Yoruba keeps covering them. I don't know what it, there must be something Yoruba is gaining by serving the Fulani. They must be getting something. I don't know what it is. Maybe one day they'll tell us. One day they will tell us. Unbelievable. You have people that went to university behaving like idiots on a daily basis. You have a president in the middle of a pandemic. People are dying in Kano like flies, dropping and dying. He cannot address you live. And you still wake up the next day and shamelessly say that you have a president. Shamelessly say you have a president. Hey. What the Fulani Janjaweed Miyetiala terror government has done is to entrench what I would only call Janjaweedism in the day-to-day running of the government of the zoo with the help of Yoruba people. They invited the Chinese. Have you forgotten? I warned against it. The Chinese came. And I told you, once the Chinese come, people will die. I told you, they will not write it now. They are waiting for a Yoruba man to say it. Once the Yoruba man says that in the next 2 months, they say, this one, Bankole said it, that the Chinese shouldn't come. Sometimes they kind of said many months back. That's the way they operate. As I said before, as long as a Yoruba man is in front, as a Fulani can take it, as long as a Yoruba man feels like he is getting won over the Igbos, hey, Fulani can take anything they like. I told you that if you let the Chinese come in, people will die. I told you that. Live on air, I told you. Has it not happened? Has it not happened? How many of your prophets said it? How many? How many said it? I told you, the Chinese will come. You are going to die. I told you, mark the number of deaths you have now and how they will grow once the Chinese come. And what is happening today? What is happening? Now, what are they doing in Kano? They invited the Chinese. They infected Galamajiris in Kano. And now they are dispersing Galamajiris all over the country. And you're telling me that people are not mad in Nigeria? You're telling me that Nigerians are human beings? They are worse than animals, I'm telling you. Korokoro, in broad daylight. In broad daylight. Not behind your back. Broad daylight. They brought the Chinese. The doctors protested. They said no. They took them Galamajiri. They went to Kano. They infected them. They are now dispersing them. Every state will give you 10. 10 infected Galamajiri to go and do their work. And there, somewhere, Bill Gates is laughing and saying, I told you that Nigeria will suffer. Who caused it? Fulani government. In fact, I'm blaming the Yoruba. Yoruba, you people brought these monsters and put them and sustained them with your lies and your deception. With your lies and your deception, you kept Jibril al-Sudani in that rock. With Yoruba lies and deception, people are dying in Kano. I blame the Yorubas more than I blame the Fulani Janjaweed. They caused it. They keep supporting evil. And evil will consume them. Evil will consume them. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. This is terrible. The same people that for centuries enslaved the Yorubas took a lot from them. Yoruba is still serving them. Oh God, I don't know. Maybe it's the Stockholm syndrome that they're suffering from. They have sought. I don't know. These are the people that you call leaders. For decades, they taught you to believe that your successful next door Igbo neighbor is your enemy. They have deceived all of you and now they have failed. They have squandered all the money meant for you and your family. And due to COVID-19 lockdown, all of you are feeling the pains and the pangs of hunger, I would say. And instead of you to complain, they have even brought you death as well via the Chinese. Via a vaccine that is untested and now people are dying. They are silencing you so you can't even speak. That is why the good people of Kano and Kaduna must have self-preservation first and foremost in their minds. I am not your enemy. IPOB is not your enemy. Biafra is not your enemy. Your greatest enemies are the Gandujas of this world. I don't even know who is running Asorok now. I don't know who is running it. Because there is no more Abba Kyari. So anybody can just take any amount they like now and go. There no question will be asked. And burn down the place as well. Nigeria has no government. This Janjaweed, the Fulani government, have destroyed your lives forever and ever. And that is the price you pay for stupidity. That is the price you pay for ignorance. That is the price you pay for not being intelligent. That is the price you pay for not listening to the Radio Biafra. That is the price you pay for fighting IPOB. Now you're dying. You are dying in your hundreds. In the north, and it will go everywhere. I'm sorry to say, it will go everywhere. Alamajiris are testing positive in Kano every blessed day. And the Osibajo, they claim, is saying that Nigeria's population is a problem. Oh dear, Otio, according to Yoruba, Otio, Nigeria's population is a problem. The Osibajo was quoted as saying. So that means to solve the problem, you need to reduce the population. Simple arithmetic. And it's happening in Kano. It will go everywhere. No escape. People are going to pay for decades of betrayal, decades of stupidity. And as I said, as you're holding the Janjaweed government responsible,
hold the Yoruba people who have propped them up responsible too. Yoruba, hold them responsible. They're part of the problem. They're part of the problem. I tell you the truth. You may not like it, but it's the truth. If you go down and sit in your room and pray to God, God will tell you you are the problem. What Yoruba did is not good. What Yoruba is doing with Fulani is evil. It's not good. It's not good at all, at all, at all. And what have they done? They have gone and borrowed even more money. $3 to $4 billion they are borrowing left and right. Who is that kind of general? Nobody knows. Who is running the country now? Nobody. It's Photoshop. I want to speak to a president. Oh, he's not. You can see him clapping. How about the vice? Oh, you can see the interview. Can they come out so we can ask them questions about people dying in Kano? No, you cannot see them all. According to channels. Hey, these are rabble rousers. They are causing problems. Leave our Nigeria for us. A trained journalist. And he's Yoruba. Hey! How are you, man? Journalism, my food. Tomorrow they'll say he's a seasoned journalist. Seasoned journalist. Seasoned in forgery. Seasoned in faking an interview that Uto Sibajo that was not live. Seasoned in producing a video of a lifeless and a monster pretending to be clapping. A seasoned journalist by covering the death of Buhari because Yoruba will get their own turn in 2023. And you're a patriot. You're a good citizen of Nigeria, yes? And you're there perpetuating evil. The time now is exactly 9 o'clock. I must visit. Please indulge me. I have to preach this very gospel. If your data has run out, please go to your next door neighbor's house and listen. We must preach this gospel this evening. Our stupidity must be confronted. It's like a boil. Once you have a boil, you lance it, you open it. You cleanse it. It's painful, yes, but it will go. Than nursing it every morning. Our ordinance is to lance the boil of a black man's stupidity. That's what we're doing here. So that you can reason. Clear all the cobweb of idiocy in your brain. So you can reason once again like a human being. We are useless. Absolutely useless. Unbelievable. I hope our children will not be like us. I'm telling you the truth. Black people are completely useless to the core. Useless to the core. They're offering bribes to people to infect them. So, we're infected. Oh, give us that money you took from World Bank, from IMF. Bring it here. My state needs it. That's what they're doing. They have stolen so much. They are so corrupt. They will do anything for money. Ganduja will do it. Hey, Ganduja told us in Abuja, all the Alamazi doctors in Abuja that I wanted to go to Kano to help them. And you know what he said to them? We need money. Don't come. The Chinese are here. Just give us money. So he can pocket it. That is the type of country you have. Where a former chief of staff met the daughter, the vice president of Nigeria's sovereign wealth fund. And the Yoruba people are journalists. Nobody asked questions. No eyebrows were raised. Nothing happened. And the little girl is still there till tomorrow. They are all being one Nigeria. And you are dying of hunger. Inboxing me. Oh, please, we need some palliative. We need the money for this. But you're there. And the idiots are stealing your money. The Abacha family stole, the Buhari family stole, the Abakiyari family stole, and you are there, still looking, moping sheepishly. Talking about one Nigeria. And when you raise a point, they want to divert your attention. You raise an issue. Is this person here Buhari or not? It's, oh no, you have a question problem. Come back home. That's not the question I asked you. I asked you a question. Is this person you're looking at here in this picture, is this Buhari? Oh, come back and fight. Nigerian army is waiting for you. But that wasn't the question. And Timothy, you say, he's an intellectual. Zoo. Yoruba must change. Yoruba is the problem of Nigeria. Yoruba, they have a lot of responsibility. They must discharge it judiciously. What I'm trying to say is that Yoruba, you have all this responsibility. It is incumbent upon you to do the right thing. Stop supporting evil. Yoruba, stop supporting evil. It won't pay you in the long run. You watch and see what is going to happen. We must continue.
Youths must cooperate with us if they are to survive, according to a message coming out of House Rock. Whoever said it, we don't know, but it's from the presidency. Nobody knows who is the presidency. I have not seen Garba Hesheru live on TV. I have not seen Femi Adesina. I know most of them are down with COVID-19. But I'm praying for Sibajo to survive. But because in House Rock, once they start to publish fake pictures, once they start, messing about, putting things together, trying to lie, you know that person is in trouble. Sibajo is in very serious trouble. I'm telling you, either he's under house arrest or something more sinister may have happened to him. Yorubas, go and look for your son. Even if he's a prodigal son, go and look for him. But they can't look for him. Do you know why? Because they are the ones lying to protect a very corrupt government. They have lost the moral imperative. The same thing that happens anytime you go to a politician during election and you collect 1,000 naira. Once you do that, you have lost the moral imperative to ask him or her questions. That's what Yoruba media is suffering now. Osinbajo is missing. Instead of them to come and say, oh, where is our son? They are going and concocting a fake video to say it was live. That's what they do. Because they have lost the right to ask difficult questions. I want to tell those Yoruba people who, like Awolowo, is serving the blood-sucking demons from the Sahel, that they too are not intelligent enough. Do they actually think that a life of deceit is ever going to pay? I mean, those Yorubas working for the Janjaweed. Have you asked yourselves what became of the Hausa peasants after they betrayed their own kings? The same thing Yoruba is doing now. You've done it before, as I keep reminding you, with Afonja. You lost. The same nonsense you're doing now, Yoruba. Hausa did it. You see Hausa before? Hausa did the same, made the same mistakes you're making now. And they lost all their land. Every leader now in Hausa land is an emir, answerable to the Sokoto Fulani Caliphate. Hausas were very stupid. If they will ever recover in life, I don't know. That is why they are dealing with El Zagzagi, because El Zagzagi is a true Hausa man. Do you understand that now, Yoruba? Yoruba, when are you going to learn? When will you ever learn? You are supposed to be educated, very intelligent. When will you learn, I ask you? Look at the Gbagi people. I'm coming. What became of the Gbagi tribes of the Middle Belt, that is Nasarawa, Niger State, Abuja, and the environs? The Hausas helped the Fulanis to also conquer them. Whereas, had the Gbagi people and the Hausas joined together to fight the Fulanis, they'd be free today. You see? So, I'm just trying to let Yoruba understand history, which they don't know. Or they claim not, they may know, but they claim not to know. There too, we are consumed. The Gbagi was consumed. The TV everywhere swallowed up in the north. The same thing Afonja did by betraying his race. He died. Yoruba also lost a loin. I want Yoruba of today to learn from that critical point in history. It happened to our people as well, the so-called, the idiots that call themselves Niger Delta. Adakaboro betrayed Biafra, he was killed. Ken Seruwa came and betrayed Biafra, he too was killed. Not by an Igbo man, no. But by the same Fulani people. They were calling their friends. When Buhari took over, the first place he bombed was Calabar. I have the letter from the Australian government, I have it. When I publish it. The first place he bombed was Cross River. They were telling, oh, we are part of the North. They protect us from the Igbos. Yoruba, you are digging your own grave. Mark every word that I tell you. Anybody who comes out of Yoruba land to fight for Oduduwa, you will get my support. But you must fight for Oduduwa. Once you come with this Nigeria rubbish, I don't want to know who you are. Go and fight for your freedom. And we'll give you free oil and gas. Afonja did what Yorubas are doing today. It cost him his life.
The Hausa were stupid. They lost to the Fulani Janjaweed Emirate. The Bandi people messed up. They also fell to the Janjaweed. The funniest thing is that as they conquer each tribe, they convince that tribe to help them conquer the next one. And everybody keeps falling for this garbage. Every idiot keeps falling. Even some Igbo politicians, they fell for it. Even on Hanes, they fell for it. Go, let's kill them, the Kano. You people are there. You're not doing anything. They had a meeting at Nikelec Resort. How to kill me and my parents. Do you see how the game that the Fulanis are playing? That you know there's an intellectual. You know, Hanes, they tell you, oh, we are the intellectual. We are the elite. Umokoko. They cram, they swallow dictionary, they come out and be talking rubbish. I said they're umu rubbish, I'm telling you, they have nothing upstairs. Ordinary, yet they are convinced world. Help us, we want to kill Nnamdi Kanu. All the governors ganged up to kill me. Ask yourself, can somebody ask world, what wrong did Nnamdi Kanu actually do? Why did people want to kill him? Because the Fulani man asked them to. Then the Yorubas are doing. You know, that's, it's everywhere. Once they get you, they convince you, or they give you some money to turn against your people. That is why you see the people of this world, Rogers or Kali, can see what become of them. But we are IPOB. Very, very formidable. We have idiots everywhere. There are some people that their mothers were impregnated during the war by Fulani. So when they open Facebook pages and be talking rubbish, don't blame them. It is the blood in them that is talking. Blame their wayward mothers. Don't blame them. Don't blame them. Yoruba must repent. They have to repent. We have the cure, Professor Maurice Iwu. He went on national TV to announce it. I have the cure for COVID-19. But because he's an Igbo man, nobody wants to listen. Yoruba will tell Fulani, oh, God, he's an Igbo man. Oh. If you do this now, Igbos might get money. Oh. The world will start hearing about Igbo. They will start hearing about Biafra. They will say the East again. Those guys are intelligent. Oh. This is the advice that Yoruba is giving to Fulani. So because of that, let's kill it off. Oh. We won't report it. Oh. We are telling us. Oh. We're not going to report it. Oh. And don't patronize him. Instead, let's go to Madagascar. And you come the next day, you tell me, let us be one Nigeria. Chileka, welcome. Yeah, you're a fool. Complete idiot. We are preaching this very gospel this evening. Time is going, I know, but we are taking time to digest this very information. Every Hausa person, with the exception of Sheikh El Zagzagi, looks towards Sokoto. People don't know that the Gbagi people are mostly Christians in Abuja. I met them. They are mostly Christians. Are you aware of that? But they are being overshadowed by the Janjaweed within them. All faces point towards Sokoto. TV people, they are more or less a vassal colony of the Fulanis. They have caged them forever and ever. They are gone. That's why they keep struggling, wanting one Nigeria. No, one Nigeria cannot save you. Get yourselves organized in them and answer a Middle Belt Republic. That's your only savior, not one Nigeria. They will take you. They will take this land. Not just converting you, they will kill you and wipe you away and take over your land. And then you, in your next life, when they tell you to betray the African people, you will say no. It's a vassal colony. Part of northern Igala was also conquered. The northern part of Benin Kingdom was conquered. What the Fulanis have now done is to cement that alliance by ensuring that only Muslim politicians or their sympathizers hold elected offices or government appointments. That is why in the West they have Tinubu. That is why in the Midwest they have Oshomole. All Muslims. So you don't know. That is why they came to Abo and they bribed four traditional rulers. They said to them, we'll give you 4 million every year to convert to Islam. And four traditional rulers in Abo agreed. They took 4 million from Miyetiala and today they are Muslims. Something is happening in Imo State. Don't you know that before? Don't you know that before? Because they couldn't conquer Biafra land, they have now resorted to bribery and intimidation. Successfully converting four traditional rulers in Abo. They have planted hope for them as their stooge after they used and dumped to Kurawosan. And who made it possible for Krawosa to emerge in our land in the first place? Is the rifle was leaking. When he's looking for money, land, estate, you know what? Reached a deal with Okurawosa. I'll take you to Bianca, we'll plead with Ojubu to allow you to have Abga ticket. And in return, you give me CFO, that place I built on that was Lake Avenue. Okay, freedom fighter. Freedom fighter, Igbo style, freedom fighter. A freedom fighter that knows the cost of a bag of cement. Freedom fighter. Let's continue. When the time comes, we'll discuss that. It's not for today.
They did it all for money. Okorawosa, money that went into their pockets as we are now left to suffer the consequences. Without Okorawosa, there wouldn't have been any hope for them, man. Everything you do to betray your people has consequences. Hope for them, man, is the consequence of having Rochas Okorawosa in power in the first place.
The Hausa born and bred man. Or Janjawi, the Fulani, not Hausa. I have nothing against Hausa people. They are good in the men. Very good people there. Is the deadly Fulani influence that have corrupted them. Everybody is suffering in the zoo and will continue to suffer until you all rise up and say, enough is enough. And how are you going to do that? Everybody must secure their own territory. As simple as ABC. Oduduwa, stay on your own. Biafra, stay on your own. Middle Belt. Come not, hurry, why not? Stay on your own. That's the only way forward.
The planting of slaves in Igbo land, in Biafra in general, apart from Muike, who is putting a very strong fight as well. And of course, Odo Emmanuel is also very strong in Akwa Ibom, very strong. Especially the head bridge is in Igbo land. That's where they want to wreak havoc. For you to be a successful slave, to the Janjaweed, they first empower you with some contracts and positions in government. Now you become an intellectual because you now appear on channels TV and pay Guardian newspaper to carry your story. And once you do that, you start speaking down on your people, start blaming the Igbos for all their problems, and then they begin to empower you. Before you know it, you're in the Senate or House of Reps. The result is that the crop of leaders we have today in our land, across Biafra land in general, is so poor. That is why we ended up with the likes of Willie Obiano, ended up with the likes of Hopus Adema. And look at what Umahi is doing in Ebonyi, taking loans from his Islamic bank, bringing the Chinese to come into our land. They don't give us jobs. They even operate the payloaders and the tractors themselves through mining our minerals in Ebonyi State for the benefit of Dave Umahi and his family. And the few court is giving them in Abuja to see if he can be vice president to somebody come 2023. And these are the leaders we have. Okay. It's very, very painful. Very, very painful. Dave Umahi named Ebonyi State University Center for Peace and Strategic Studies after Buratai. And Buratai is the man that came to my house to kill me. He sent people to come to my house to kill me. And 28 of my men died as a result. And somebody who calls himself an Igbo leader named a place after him. The same way that some idiots are saying that they want to involve Gowon in who is going to be the Igbo flag bearer come 2023. I'm not given to saying such things on air. But I don't blame those kids who write such nonsense. I blame the journalists that publish them. Any day we catch them. Any day we catch these idiots. They said that in Hanese youths, they've been banned. Any day we catch them. Any day we catch any of them. Go on that killed 5 million people you want to invite to help you select who will be your presidential candidate. Any day we catch it from Ogesukwu, any day we catch any of you, you regret the day you were born. For insulting Biafra. For insulting the memory of 5 million people dead. Insulting the memory of children starved to death. Insulting the memory of our soldiers. Our grand soldiers that fought for 3 years. With one hand tied behind their backs, you went to the media and you said you want to go on. It's like a Jewish man saying
that he wants Hitler to come and select who will succeed Benjamin Netanyahu. Check it out, Bruno, I'm telling you the truth. And placing an order this very night. Anywhere you catch, go and give me the names of everybody who is in that Ohanaeze youth. That very wing. That publishes that one. That will always publish crap after crap. Anywhere you are caught alive, anywhere we'll find you. For mentioning, go on. We'll find you. That you may know that every family lost somebody during the war. And you want to insult the memory in this month of May, telling us rubbish about go on selecting your next president in Biafra land? Okay. Okay. We'll catch you. And then you will know. If you like, hide under your sick bed in India, where you are. Anywhere you are, hide and be writing rubbish and giving to Daily Post to be publishing nonsense for you. You can never walk the streets of Biafra land again, I assure you. If you come out on the streets in Biafra land, it's an order tonight. Against Oketuku Isunguzo, anybody who is involved in any nonsense with go on. You cannot walk our streets anymore. You are finished. I assure you. You want to insult the memory of our dead? Because you have no regard. You want to be the next breed of saboteurs. I will set an example with you that others may learn. Others will learn from you. When they read the story of Oketuku Isunguzo, others will learn from you. That the era of tolerating saboteurs is gone. There's another idiot running his mouth in Lagos. He can never come home again. And I'm warning Osita Oketuku tonight as well. Calling himself a former born or born whatever rubbish he is. Voice of Nigeria. I'm warning him tonight. Let him go on air and say one more crap. We'll deal with you. The era of coming and talking rubbish is gone. Gone. We are pursuing our freedom as a people. As simple as that. Mad idiots everywhere. Sabo will go, a new Sabo will come. Useless set of people. Mr. People. Very, very useless. Very, very useless. Here we have a headline from some newspaper. Killer headsmen, not terrorists. By the presidency, you're claiming you have leaders. You claim you have leaders all across the whole of the zoo called Nigeria. You're a leader. You're a journalist. You're an intellectual. And you're there. A government will come and pronounce that people who are sacking, raping, pillaging, looting and burning down villages are not terrorists. Today they've been rewarded with secretaryship of the Federal Character Commission. These are terrorists. Innocent people are in jail, in Iguacha, in Omuahia, in everywhere. And you're claiming you're an intellectual. Let me see another idiot that will write one junk again and tell me he's a Nigerian intellectual. Useless of people. A snake will spit into your eyes. That's what I meant to say. That's why I said it in Igbo language. Useless intellectual. You are an intellectual. A terrorist is now the secretary to a Federal Character Commission. A terrorist, confirmed terrorist. The fourth most deadly terrorist group in the world. Are you an intellectual? Intellectual, I said in a zoo. Yoruba, go and form Oduduwa, and I'll support you. All this nonsense with your one Nigeria, I'm tired of it. I know there are a few Yorubas that cannot be saved. Those in Ilorin, they are gone. You cannot save them. Those ones are gone because their allegiance is to Sokoto. They are gone. The Yoruba in Ilorin, they are gone forever. The most useless set of people on the face of the earth. There are two things holding the two together. One is Photoshop, and the other one is the full and dominated military. That's all. The first one, which is Photoshop, Chukwuka them in heaven, the God Almighty have used IPOB to destroy. We have destroyed them. The rest is for everybody to get together and know what to do about it. But I'm also telling the people serving in the zoo, army, and police, remember where you come from. Remember your people. Those who are police commissioners, those who are police, is it a DPOs, those who are army officers, Remember the people in your village. When they are giving you an order, promising you money or maybe a little 2x2 flat in Dubai, to lead an attack squad against your own people, you should tell them no. You will not do it. Or you tell us before they come, so we can deal with them.
As we have been doing in secret, of course. We must continue.
Yoruba must also remember about the beheading of a Yoruba woman, a preacher. Because the people, the evil Catholic priests that were killed, the seminarians in Kaduna, they were killed because they were preaching Jesus. And you're telling me you want one Nigeria. They were slaughtered in Kaduna. Before that, a Yoruba woman was beheaded. Yoruba woman. Redeem, I think it was Redeem Church. And you want to be in one Nigeria? He's not even saying, let us come together and discuss, you know, even if we're going to be together, how that is going to be possible, given all the tension, given all the differences that we have. Nobody's saying that. No! Is everybody wants a connection to Abuja? If you ask them to go and do something on behalf of the people, when they set out, they are armed with the CVs of their daughters and their in-laws. That's what I sent somebody. Somebody came to me and said, oh, the government wants to talk about your case, and I want to go for you. I was in detention. I said, okay, you can go. I trust you, go. He went and saw Bukhari when Bukhari was alive. And he went to that meeting with a CV of his daughter. But he went there to go and negotiate. He went there with the CV of his daughter, looking for a job. By the time he left, he said he can leave him there to rot and die. I will make sure that the Igbos do not ask after him. I know his name. One day I will tell you. I will tell you one day. Those are the intellectual leaders that you have. A redeemed woman, Church of God woman, Yoruba woman was hacked to death. I'm sure all of you know that. You heard and read the story when it came out. Redeemed Church, what is her name? Her name is Eunice Elisha, wife of a pastor in Kubwa, Redeemed Church. Let me get the name of the husband. What is the name of the... They don't want to write it now. They don't want to write the name of the husband, do they? Olawale, Pastor Olawale Elisha. The wife was killed. But you have a Yoruba newspapers and TV stations supporting those that beheaded a Yoruba woman in Abuja. Isn't that miraculous? Isn't that a wonderful thing? These are the intellectuals in media. A seasoned journalist. Zoo. That's what they do. If Mwodo and the governors, look at the governors. If Mwodo and the governors can organize, I had a meeting with them in Enugu, government house in Enugu. They want to come. I said, no, they can't join us. I said, no. I was there with Elliot Uko and Professor Ben Mobis. I said, no, these two are enough. Let's discuss with these two. They said, but the evil leadership, I said, no, I know them very well. Let them not join me. Not knowing that they brought Lawanda, or the DSS boss who came with a white bag, stuffed with euros, to bribe me to stop Biafra agitation. He came with, those they call Igbo leaders, to give me money, so I will stop Biafra agitation. They told me, I was with the governors, the governors asked me, do you want them to? I said, no, I don't want them. Let's talk here. This is what I'm giving to you to go and give to you. Abuja, this is what I want. They couldn't do it. The next time they said, he's stubborn. He wants to put us into trouble. Let's go and kill him. Meanwhile, the Fulani, those who are killing in the name of Fulani, they are being rewarded with Federal Character Commission Secretaryship. IPOB that is peaceful, agitating for the betterment of their people, and trying to stop terrorists from coming in. Our own so-called leaders betrayed us. I said, go and kill them. But no Fulani man, I said, ever go and kill him yet, yellow.
And you're telling me that those people in the side are the intellectuals.
Hey, dear me, intellectual, welcome. Intellectuals. By betraying your people, you're an intellectual. A serial betrayer, all of them. Anyway, he knows himself. Nyanwodo.
And I know why the Yorubas behave the way they do. I'm not taking a bit of time. I want to, please, allow me to preach tonight. If your data is finished, and I will preach to those who are on radio.
Please, the gospel you will not get anywhere in the world. The very finest university known to man. I want to let you understand something about the history, that why the Yorubas are behaving the way they are behaving. They are under a curse. Listen carefully to me. They are under a curse, and I didn't curse them. Listen.
In the 18th century, in 17 something, in the old Oyo Empire, they are laughing of our young Awole was his name, or Aole. He cursed the Yoruba people. Abraham, why did he curse them? Go and read it. I'm not going to do anything for you today. Go and read it. It's called the Aole curse. A-O-L-E. Curse. C-U-R-S-E.
Yoruba people have from time to time on occasions talked about this curse. They ask them, they will tell you that they are cursed. What the Yorubas are doing, this betrayal, you see, this speaking from both sides of the mouth, this thing that they do when they go to Fulani, let's keep the Igbo man down. You, Fulani, you go, you're number one. We, Yoruba, we are number two. Igbo can be at the bottom. It's not them doing it. Pray for them. We have a lot of Yoruba pastors, the Pentecostalists, those who said are prayer warriors, and I'm asking them tonight to pray for this curse to be lifted on the head of the Yoruba nation. It's called the Aole curse. It's not from me. It's not from me. It is from this very man who he ruled up until 1796. He was the Alafin of Oyo. I'm giving you raw history. Raw history. The same thing played when Akintola betrayed Awolowo. They said it is the Aole curse that struck then. And what happened? You may ask, the Yorubas betrayed the Alafin of Oyo. They betrayed their own king. And the king caused the entire Yoruba nation. That's why they behave the way they do. So sometimes you need to forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They are under a curse. Their own monarch, their own paramount ruler, at that time, cursed all of them. Cursed all of them for betrayal. Go and read it in detail if you want to know. When we say that this is the finest university in the world, you were doubting us, weren't you? But now you know. So when a Yoruba man speaks from both sides of the mouth, when they betray you, they are under a curse. It's called the Aole curse. Go and research it very, very well. They are laughing of Oyo. They are laughing of Oyo, who ruled up until the late 18th century. He was there in 1789. He ruled until 1796. Go and do some research, please. The old Oyo Empire. Very proud people. Ancient and proud. The man was a man of honor. He was so devastated that his own people betrayed him. He placed a curse on the Yoruba people. Go and read it. That is a small homework before we meet again on Wednesday, because I'll be live every Wednesday and every Sunday to keep preaching this very gospel of heaven. I will preach it every blessed week, twice a week. I will preach again on Wednesday, 7 p.m. That heaven may bear us witness that we spoke every truth in our time. We're not hiding anything. Do I spare Ohanaeze? Do I spare the useless governors that they have given to us, that Fulanis are coming, killing our people, they're not talking. Can't you see it? The Chinese are doing as they like in neighboring states. Can you not see it? Is that leadership? I ask you. And when you start suffering the consequences, you start complaining. Yoruba is under a curse. I don't want to go down the memory lane of understanding why there is this deep-seated hatred. But I do know that Kanu is in trouble. Kanu State is in trouble. People are falling like flies. And let me tell you why I hate Yoruba newspapers. Why I hate Yoruba media. It's for a good reason. This is from a Yoruba online publishing house. They used to write about IPOB and myself very many years ago. They closed them down, gave them a lot of money. They now opened as a champion of Nigeria's unity. Listen to what they wrote, Yoruba online newspaper. Listen, COVID-19, Nigeria is in trouble. Kanu is in deep problem. Ex-NHIS boss, which is National Health Insurance Scheme boss. And this is their subheading. As Kanu continues to experience a surge in the number of coronavirus cases and strange deaths. Wait for it. Strange deaths. Not coronavirus deaths. No. Because all the money being collected by Ganduje and those in Asorok, they want to let the world know that they're putting the money to good use so that the number of coronavirus cases are down. That is why you can get coronavirus, but once you die, it's a result of a strange illness. This is Nigeria for you. This is Nigeria. Do you see the way Nigeria works? This is Nigeria for you. Yoruba newspapers. This one is from Legit. Or should I say illegitimate? Oh, people get coronavirus and once they die, the result of death is mysterious. They don't know. Nigeria. The most devilish place on the face of the earth. Why they still allow people with green passport to travel, I don't know. Countries you ban, they are evil. Absolutely evil. God forbid. The problem of the zoo did not start today. The Saduano of Sokoto started it. Seconded by who brought tribalism into politics in the zoo? Is that Awolowo? Yoruba, who brought tribalism into politics in Nigeria? Is that Awolowo? A Fulani man was the mayor of Enugu. If you don't know. A Fulani man was the mayor of Enugu. He won 2 times. The mayor of Enugu. A Fulani man. And also, near enough that time, Professor Eyoeta, an Efik man, was the head of government in the entire East. In Igbo land, the capital, Enugu. An Efik man. Why am I saying all of these things? Was how the Fulanis and the Yorubas damaged politics in Nigeria. Nnamdi Azikiwe won elections in the Western House and was to be named the Premier of the West of Yoruba land. Overnight, Awolowo went and campaigned. People that voted for NCNC cross-carpeted and went to Action Group. Amongst them, or should I say prominent amongst them, was a man called Akintoye. Akintoye was the MPN chairman under Shagari. It was because of Akintoye's presence in MPN that was why Azikiwe did not join Shagari in MPN. I'm giving you treasured history. Because when they came to lobby Azikiwe, remember that the man who formed MPP was Ibrahim Waziri. So that when Zik came, having fallen out with MPN because Shagari insisted on having Akintoye as the MPN chairman. Remember Akintoye Champagne? That was the man that they looted so much money, he went to France. And for the one of his birthdays, in 1982,
They imported champagne from France. Akintoye champagne. Go and ask.
It was Waziri Ibrahim Waziri that formed
MPP originally. When MPN, when Shagari lobbied Azikiwe to join him in MPN, Azikiwe said that they must remove Akintoye. And I was young then, I asked my father why. My father told me that it was because Akintoye crossed carpet from NCNC to Action Group, causing Zeke to lose the Western House and not emerge as the Premier of the West. I went and I researched it and it was true. And listen carefully to this. It was a Awolowo that caused that very problem. And now Zeke had no political base. Zeke had no platform. The Saduana of Sokoto had the North. The House of the North. Now Awolowo chased away Nnamdi Azikiwe from Lagos. From the Western House. Azikiwe needed a platform to be able to operate from. He came back to Enugu. And on getting to Enugu, the man who was there was Eyo Ita from EFIC. And they ganged up and said to Eyo Ita, you must leave your position for Azikiwe because he needs to operate at an international level and he needs a base. Eyo Ita went back to Calabar, a broken and angry man. The EFIC got very angry and said that Igbo sacked them from a position of the East. That made the creation of Cross River State very, very easy by Gowon. But I'll get to that later.
Do you know what happened? The same Awolowo that kicked away Nnamdi Azikiwe in the West now ran to the people of EFIC and said, Igbos are domineering.
Now you understand, don't you? Now you understand. Now you understand.
Akinloye, not Akintoye. Akinloye, the MPN chairman was Akinloye. Akinloye, I'm very sorry, Akinloye.
Professor Akintola was in my brain. He was doing a very fine job with the Oduduwa.
Akinloye. Akinloye champagne. They looted so much money. There was so much cash. As they were introducing their austerity system, there was so much money to be looted. These are your leaders, elites. First Republic elite, Second Republic elite. When they write such rubbish, I laugh at them.
Akinloye.
Akinloye champagne from the south of France. Was bubbling in Lagos. Living large.
Proceeds of corruption and looting. But what do they know? What do they know? That is why the Yorubas will always work with the Fulani people from the north. That is the truth. Yoruba will never ever go for Oduduwa. And that is their problem. That is why the next time the Fulanis come, they will not only take a loring, they will swallow all of you whole. All of you Yoruba, you'll be swallowed alive by the Fulani. You will see what... Had it been, it was a Democrat that won in America, you will see what Fulani headsmen would have done by now. You will see what Mietiala would have done. Because they gave money to the Clintons, $150 million. So they will be slaughtering and nobody will talk. They will be, look at CNN. Why is CNN not reporting what is happening in the zoo called Nigeria? It's because Yoruba people are their correspondents. It's Yoruba. Hey. Africa, 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 Africa. Bring Jubril to address you, which are a Nigerian. Stop disturbing IPOB and me. Bring that thing to address you live so people can ask him questions. You cannot do it. So hide your faces in shame. You can't do it. Zero. Where people see evil and they condone evil, we do not condone evil. We do not support it. It was a Awolowo that introduced tribalism into Nigeria, to Nigerian politics. More than any. But a Fulani man was in Enugu as the mayor. Nobody kicked him out. Nobody burnt his house. Nobody killed his wife or his children. And in all our lives, Biafrans have been trying to be good Nigerians from day one. But they never wanted us. And they can never want us. Never!
Never, ever, ever. That is something you must know. Something you must know. I remember Paul Onongo in those days, he was in MPP. Paul Onongo was, he realized where he came from, he was in MPP. But after a while, I think they bought him over as well. And when we speak the truth, the likes of Archbishop Chukwuma of Anglican Communion in Enugu will say that Igbos don't respect their elders. Can you believe such rubbish? A man from that I actually respect. Archbishop Chukwuma of all people should know that Igbo people do not just give you respect because you are an elder. Like that. No, no, no. You must represent, you must have a value. You must be a man of truth, principle, and honor. We are not hypocrites. We are not. Yoruba, younger generation, they can be hypocrites, lying down before everybody, even though it's killing them. We don't do that rubbish. We don't do that. You call that respect? And you're dying of hunger. So this elder you're respecting, why can't he come and feed you? Why is he not feeding you then? Why don't you have electricity and running water? You run to China to go and bring doctors. And you have elders. You have elders. Today they have jailed and arrested people. They insulted Buhari. But they insulted Jonathan. There is nothing they did not do to Jonathan. Jonathan never retaliated. They brought a goat. They hung a sign on the neck of the goat. My name is Jonathan. But somebody named his dog Buhari. And every Janjaweed in DSS descended on the poor soul. Then insulted Jonathan. Jonathan kept quiet. Because Jonathan is a Biafran. He is a Democrat at heart. We are Democrats. By as you are born, you are a Democrat. You don't need to go to school for it. We understand. Ucho Nyadegi and John. Before the white man started writing rubbish about freedom of speech, you are free to speak. In our language, we have it as an adage, as part of our lexicon. Ucho Nyadegi and John. Everybody's entitled to the opinion. Everybody's view must be heard and respected. Before the Greeks were born, we were practicing freedom of speech and democracy in the land of Biafra. In this dispensation, I look at the idiots and I laugh. Who is more disposed to democracy more than Biafran people? No human being at all, at all, at all. And you don't have shame. That's what I told you before. They are selling you people in Lebanon. They auction you in Libya, only Africans. They sell you in Libya. They auction you in Lebanon because you have no shame. You have no pride. The only time you have energy and strength is to fight those who are fighting to liberate you. That is what makes you a black person. That is what makes you a black monkey. That is what makes you a black baboon, because you don't reason very well. Nigerian housekeeper for sale in Lebanon. Advert in the 21st century. Advert. Advertised. African domestic worker for sale, a Nigerian with new residency permit and complete legal papers, 30 years old, active and very clean, in Lebanon. She traveled all the way to Lebanon as a slave, a voluntary slave. You're a proud Nigerian. I'm Nigerian, I'm proud. You have no shame. You have no shame. No class and no relevance. Look at the pictures of Jonathan being displayed. Everything, nobody went, no security services, nothing. That is how the Fulanis have integrated everybody so badly that they can do whatever they like and get away with it. In broad daylight, they have appointed somebody from Mietiala as secretary. As secretary! To Federal Character Commission. Unbelievable. You keep loving your oppressors. But we are here to keep on exposing you. Look at Dangote from time. They never loved you. Dangote is building a refinery with that is going to run on oil and gas from Biafra land. All his workers are from India. India, yes, I have the video. From India. Please, Amaka, play it. Chinasa, send it to Amaka to play. Chinasa Nwuru, send it to Amaka to play. From in Dangote factory, all from India.
You're all doing one Nigeria. We take one in Africa, one Nigeria.
All his workers are from India. But you have petrochemical department in the University of Port Harcourt, don't you? Useless set of people, animals everywhere. I'm a proud Nigerian. You're a proud monkey. After all, you're an animal. A proud zoo animal you are. All the workers are from India. We have the evidence.
When you speak the truth, Alamajiri Janjaweed, quota, badly educated idiots online will threaten you with war. And I ask them, has the Fulanis ever won a war before? Before the Fulanis defeated the Hausa kings, they convinced the idiotic Hausa people that their kings were corrupt. The Hausa peasants stupidly agreed that they are bringing a new version of Islam. They fought and destroyed their own heritage. They now convinced the Hausas that the next problem of corruption are the Gbagi people. They went into Gbagi land and they took them over. The same thing to Kanuri. The same thing to Nupe. It was only the Kanuris that resisted. Kanuri said no. The Shehu of Borno repelled them time and time again. They conquered the Hausas with the help of their own stupidity. The Hausas helped them to conquer the Gbagi. Gbagi helped them. They now came to Kwara. And the Yoruba man, Afonje, betrayed his own people. And the throne now went to Fulani Caliphate. It became an emirate. No longer an Obasu, but emirate. And I'm saying to you, Yoruba should not be talking online. If you have shame and you're Yoruba, you shouldn't talk online. God, you shouldn't. Because a lorem is a permanent reminder of your ineptitude, cowardice, and shame. Your own land given to you by Oluwa Oduduwa. Somebody came all the way from Sokoto and took it from you. And instead of facing Ile Ife, they turned the face of the throne to face Sokoto. And you have the guts to come online with a Yoruba name to be writing. You have no shame. You have no class. You have no dignity. You have no presence of mind to be talking where free men are talking. When your land is under Fulani occupation in Ilorin. Oh, Lord have mercy. As I said, they don't have shame. Blacks don't have shame. If it's white people with class, they will not write anything online.
Ilorin is there, looking at, staring at you in the face,
reminding you of how important you are. Go and fight for Oduduwa. That is the only redeeming grace you have. All this nonsense about one Nigeria is crap. Go and fight for Oduduwa and be men. Be like, stand up like men and fight for your freedom.
Stop deceiving yourselves. The Fulani have never fought any war before. Biafran War was fought by the British. The British Labour Party, I must say, not the Conservatives, the Labour Party. So we shouldn't be condemning the whole of Britain, as a matter of fact, to be honest with you. It was the Labour Party that did it. Labour Party of Harold Wilson, who was a major shareholder in Shell BP. He asked Ojukwu to give him access to our oil. Ojukwu said no, that was all. They left Enugu promising to crumble and to kill everybody in Biafra. The Labour Party of Harold Wilson. Those that helped the zoo in the war against Biafra is plentiful. Czech Republic, Egypt, Russia, everybody helped them. Because Awolowo went and told them, these people are very clever. These people, they are very smart too. If you leave them, they will become another Japan. And you don't want that. This is a black nationalist in Africa, a nationalist. They went and told white people to kill fellow black people because those people, they are brilliant. They are called Biafrans. The evil ethnic amongst them, they are so creative and innovative that if you leave them, this thing that Japan is doing, they will do it in Africa
And you know we are here to serve you. You are our master, you are white, we are black.
That's how they got them. I hope you're following.
That's how they crushed Biafra.
That's why when you go to the UN and you mention Biafra, they all start panicking. We don't want a black race to emerge that will give the world the impression that black people are reasonable.
That's all. Our only crime is that we are blessed by God in heaven.
That's the only crime.
That's why I said that Biafra is the last miracle on this very earth. That is why it is very, very good for them to gang up against us. People don't know what we pass through in our diplomatic effort to get Biafra recognized. They don't know what we're passing through.
Fulani and the Yoruba went and told them, don't allow them. If you allow them, they'll be like Japan. Oh. So they prefer to buy cars from Japan than to buy it from Newe or where. They don't want that.
It will make them look bad. So it's called dumbing down. Let everybody, you know the Janjaweed system, and imagine, let everybody be poor. Hatred. For no reason. As I said earlier, a Fulani man was the mayor in Enugu, while Yoruba were not planning, kicked away an Igbo man in Lagos. One Nigeria indeed, yes. You people are criminals. We are here to expose the unexposable. That truth nobody will speak. I'll speak it. I will come to your house and I'll speak it in your face. And very soon, I will be in Biafra land. And I will still preach this gospel. The only way you can save yourselves is to say, take your trouble and go. By the time I finish, not me, please forgive me, God. By the time God finishes with the zoo, for our sake, then you will know what you've done to yourselves. Oh, what is happening now is just the beginning. You watch and see. The zoo called Nigeria is irredeemable. They sent COVID-19 patients from Zamfara to where they were sending them to. Was it to Osun State? Osun? They said that I'm going to take somebody rang them and told them to come and get out of the way. What is that about? You're in Nigeria now. Everybody is a freedom of movement. Don't you know that before? If you want to have a Motekun, you must have a Yoruba territory. As long as there is freedom of movement within the zoo, those infected COVID-19 alamajiri must enter Osun. Now you understand it. That betrayal never ever pays. It never ever pays. The Gbagi tribe is in very great danger, of course. And the Fulani have spoken. Nigeria is being ruled by incompetent, ignorant, lawless individuals. Femi Falana, who was part of APC before, part of the Yoruba group that said, over our dead body will an Igbo man emerge, never. Let us go to the north. The Fulani, they will give it to us. So I'm asking Falana this night, who is responsible for fostering on the people a rulership of incompetent, ignorant, lawless individuals? The Yoruba did. That is one thing the Yoruba must come out and say, we did. The mess now happening in Nigeria, we caused it. We caused it. We have dealt with our own saboteurs and traitors. Yorubas must rise up and try and do the same. The news is too much tonight. I will save some for Wednesday. It is true. If I continue to preach, people, I will save some for Wednesday. But let me just remind you, before we proceed very hastily to the news program, everywhere you see pictures of hospitals, people being discharged, people being admitted, but in this, all you see is the chart, figures. They said that only 85 people are dead in the whole of the zoo. 85. The only thing dead in Kano is nearly 4,000. Go and see the graves they are digging in Kano. Nearly 4,000. But they said there's only 85 who are dead. Go and see what they are doing with dead bodies in the north. Somebody died of COVID-19. They are touching the cuffs. That is the country. Those are your citizens. Hey, zoo, allow me. Zoo, useless place. Unbelievable. All they know how to do is to kill innocent people.
But there's something happening in Imo State, and I want to warn hopefuls that it cannot happen. Around the city, I got the message late. Meeting of cattle owners and stakeholders in Isn't the local government. So they're so proud they can come out in the open. Unbelievable. They summoned the meeting and said, well, the villagers must pay them. They're talking rubbish. Nobody's paying them anything. Those who are present, Honorable Barrister Ayadike Nwosu, Prince Unebu, and all these people who are there, we are not paying them not one dime. You came, you drove your cattle all the way from Sokoto. Your cattle were driven away from the farm, and all of a sudden, because of hopefuls of Emma, have you people seen the consequences of Alamajiri? They are answering, have you seen what you have done? All of you defending hopefuls of Emma, not all of you, the few idiots flying with fake Igbo names, have you seen what you have brought upon us? Hopefuls of Emma gave them the authority to be doing this. The same nonsense you people did with Rocha Sokroch, I warned you. Do not cooperate with hopefuls of them. Look at the consequences. Let them pay them now. Let's see. We're not paying them nothing. 8 million. We should pay them 8 million. They are mad. Nobody is paying them a dime. They should go to hell. Isn't it? Isn't it? Nobody's paying them a couple there. Go to hopefuls of Emma to pay you. He brought you there. Let him pay you. This very week, we are going to head all the workers of iniquity in Asorop. We are going to expose them to the whole world. All the heads of government in Europe, in Asia, in the USA. We are going to wage the final battle between those that love the truth and the liars and the forgers. The Yoruba media that is protecting the impostor in Asorok. Now, it's not there yet. They cover the copy. They're wearing a mask in Asorok. We are not going... All those that use computers to generate fake videos of Osibajo, fake videos of somebody clapping without a mouth and a neck, we are going to go after them. We are going to expose them. Our never say die attitude in IPOB, legendary of course. We are going to keep on trending Buhari doppelganger. We'll keep trending it. Hole in the neck, we'll keep trending it. Until the whole world is aware that the zoo has fallen. We'll keep, every blessed day, every day, we'll remind the world that Nigeria is a charade, is a shambles, is a shame, is a den of liars and deceivers. And I will tell the whole world, to ask Obasanjo, ask Atiku. These are your agents. Ask them if that idea is Buhari. This is the greatest rape of democracy the world has ever known. The greatest. What the Fulanis are doing with Yoruba collaboration is the worst thing that's ever happened to democracy anywhere in the whole world. And they will all go to jail. Those who run channels TV, you see Tinubu will go to jail for what they have done. They don't know IPOB. We will keep pushing. We will keep, every wall will break down to make sure those responsible for this crime of imposing an impostor, a foreigner, an impostor, they can never go free. Never. They will see what will happen to them. They will see what will happen to them. We will keep telling it. We are going to tweet. If you're not on Twitter, go and open one. We are going to keep tweeting. Never get tired because Twitter works magic. Go and I'm on Twitter. Atanam the Kano. Go and look for it. I have about 130,000 followers. Go and follow. Simple. We're not asking you to do much. Just retweet. And follow each other as well. When you come across posts written by your fellow activists, like it. It won't cost you anything to click on like. It doesn't cost anything. If somebody is writing, just click on like and move on. It doesn't cost you anything. Or else, if you don't, when that person writes, you will not get notification. You won't. So go and be liking what each other is writing. Go to Twitter and follow one another. Flood Instagram. All the fake photos they have of Buhari, fake photos of Jubril. We are going to be all over the world, to be everywhere. Remember, I told you that we'll cage him. We have caged him now. Wherever he is now, he can no longer come out. Jubril himself, the idiot wearing a mask in Asoro, cannot even venture outside. You see what it's called, caging? That was what we did in IPOB. Do you see how we have mothballed the presidency of the zoo? And you can't have what our heart wants. We have tight bound them. As a Pentecostal pastor will bind a demonic spirit. That's how we have bound them. They cannot move anymore. We run the zoo. We run it. Right now, we are remoting the zoo. They cannot bring out anybody. If they bring, we will analyze, we will freeze them up, and they know it. The zoo is finished. The zoo is gone. Everybody must head to Twitter. I said everybody must head to Twitter. Immediately, you must go there. Must go to Twitter. Immediately. Go there and be a part of what is happening. Everybody must go there. I am at Maze Namdekanu on Twitter. Go and join. Simply click on the tweet. It's not difficult. And also Radio Biafra Live is there too. Go and follow that too. And follow one another. Follow one another, please. Follow Amaka Leku and also follow Emeka Gift. Very, very important. You know. And there are some attention seekers. Don't follow them. Some of you are not quite savvy when it comes to social media. Anybody who is not with us, do not follow that person. Do not follow that person. Don't. Stop hunting for gossip. Don't follow that person. Only follow those you know can add value to our liberation. And I have a very special announcement to make this evening. It's regarding my land, regarding Isiama Faruku. Very, very important that people listen and listen very carefully, especially those who are living in and around my village. There are some people who have gone and connived with some criminals in my village to buy, or should I say, to take over our ancestral lands opposite Golden Guinea Brews Limited in Omaha. The land belongs to our ancestors. It doesn't belong to any families for our children and children unborn. It doesn't belong to any individual, but belongs to the children of the land. And it's not for sale. The land opposite Golden Guinea is not for sale. There are some criminals who are making moves. If you have given anybody money to buy the land belonging to Isiama Faruku opposite Golden Guinea, go and take your money back. Take it back. Before that thing you put up there will be destroyed. Go and take your money back from the criminal. Our land is not for sale. My father has gone to join his ancestors as the traditional ruler of our people. This is not an opportunity for those who are looking to sell land to profit from their criminality. It's a communal land, ancestral land is not for sale. If you have given money to anybody, like Honorable Geoffrey Nimobi, go to him and collect your money back. And any other person you might give money to. If you have given money to Geoffrey Nimobi, go and take your money back. The land there is not for sale. Check out Unoko, Ndoshi. Golden Guinea used to work to employ people. Now people are unemployed in the village. All they do is to sell land. Not just in my village, but everywhere across Biafra land. Why do you think they're looking for Biafra? Not so that people can be selling land in the village, but so that people may go to work, be productive, and make something of themselves. Go to Geoffrey Onyemobi and take your money back from him if you have given him any money. Or any other person, any other idiot may have given money to. From Isiama Faruku, go and take your money back. It's an ancestral land, it's not for sale. My father did not sell it when he was alive. Nobody will sell it now. That is no longer there. Go and take your money back from them. And no more selling of communal land in Isiama Faruku.
that also is banned, no more selling of land, for goodness sake. That was wrong with some people.
There is a video published by our sister that I once played. I am going to play it this evening that the whole world may hear it. That the world may hear exactly what is happening and why we are foolish. And I want it also posted on the page, please. Amaka, post it on the page. Let's hear this.
Madam Senator, please.
Madam Senator.
Please say we should stay at home, that will provide food for us. For the past 2 weeks now, we have been staying at home and we are not getting anything. And I have 8 children. And I don't feel much as well. Madam Senator, please help me. My children want to die for hunger. Please help me.
Listen.
Senator.
You mean you have not gotten anything from the federal government?
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, I might just have something for you.
Thank you, ma'am.
What is she going to give to her? A slice of yam, 1 tomatoes, 1 onion. Just listen very carefully. Amaka, please post this. It is very, very educational, highly educational, for people to understand that they are the architects of their own misery in Nigeria. Ordinary people are.
Mm-hmm.
300 naira.
I have 8 children.
Please,
this
will not do us anything, ma'am. Please help me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do? I am just a distinguished senator.
Distinguished?
Why did you vote in the last election?
Yes, ma'am.
Did any politician give you money to vote for him?
Yes, ma'am.
How much? 1,000. That is the problem. Do you have electricity?
No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. We moved transformer for the past 15 years, ma'am. We don't have.
Do you have water?
No, ma'am.
You have sold your destiny and the destiny of your children in the hands of a politician.
Yes.
You prefer 1,000.
1,000 naira during election. And now you're complaining. A palliative to COVID relief.
Have you protested before? You cannot protest. Why? Because you don't know how to protest.
They don't protest. Nothing. To be writing rubbish online.
You have to collect 1,000 from politicians. Your useless politician will come and give you 500 naira and you will vote for him.
Mm-hmm. An object lesson in African stupidity. The children are abroad. They went to Cambridge.
I can't put them in Nigerian university. Nigeria don't have any good university. What they have here is a poultry farm.
Poultry.
If I am sick of malaria, I will go outside the country and buy for Africa. But I will leave all of you there to die in Nigerian hospitals that will intentionally refuse to equip. We
say we will not equip it. We want all of you to die. They went to equip the hospitals because they want you to die, but they fly abroad. His Excellency, Her Excellency, our leader, elite, intellectual.
You don't have water in your comfort.
Mad people everywhere.
You people are so used to poverty. You are used to the system. You are used to not having transformers. You are used to not having accessible roads. And you are comfortable with it because the useless politician will give you 500 naira. And you will tell your destiny. What is your husband doing for a living? I know he is a political tout.
Political dog and tout. I will leave it there for the time being. That others may go to my wall and watch it. A very brilliant video made to educate people. To educate the uneducatable. The idiots who can never read. They read and they cannot understand anything. May the good Lord have mercy upon our soul, to be honest with you. Africa is in a mess. The quality of people being produced in Africa, both by birth and by education, is a disgrace to humanity. We are actually a minus to mankind, I'm telling you. It is so painful. After collecting 500 naira, 1,000 naira, snatching ballot box, now COVID-19 has come. We have realized how poor and wretched we are, both physically and spiritually. And on that note, we bring today's proceeding to an end. And as always, without any hesitation, we proudly proclaim that Biafra is indeed our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim Chukwokika Biamapurumi Henin is our God. I thank you very much for listening. And from me, from here, It is good evening.
Poverty attack
from politicians. Anyway, we finished. We have finished. May Chukwuka bless all of you. Bless all of you immensely and abundantly.